I think
that's definitely not what women want. I'm going to leave it there. Andy Jones, always a pleasure to speak to you. Dating experts. We've been writing about sex, dating and relationships for a number of years. National newspapers. Thank you so much for joining us, talking about that story, the male contraceptive gel that passed the monkey test. Talking of monkey tests, mm-hmm. monkey trials,
yes.
John Holmes is here.
Yes, I am.
Well done, you.
Great. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. What's happening on your show? Are you talking about monkey trials for male contraceptives?
Well, I wasn't, but I'm going to now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to somehow lead it into the story about the Speaker of the House as well. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet.
I think it's about the same size.
Pretty,
it's about chimpanzee size, John Burke.
Pretty sure I can get the two things in. In a manner of speaking. That's coming up as well. We're giving away some meat. So it's Tuesday, isn't it? So it's a game.
So all the stories are linked.
Well, yes.
Lovely. Giving away meat. There we are. Moving on. Moving
meat.
On swiftly. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes with his meat coming up after 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But... I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, Tuesday. And you, my friend, are welcome. Here's Victoria Look with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, housing markets broken, war crimes at a Syrian jail, and the oldies of the year.
Talk Radio.
The government has announced a £3 billion fund to help small firms build 25,000 new homes in England by 2020. Other measures being launched include a lifetime ISA to help first-time buyers save for a deposit and extending right-to-buy discounts. Labour has dismissed the plans as feeble. Community Secretary Sajid Javid says action's needed.
Our housing market is broken. Since 1970, house price inflation in Britain has far outstripped the rest of the OECD. The idea of owning or renting a safe, secure place of your own for many has now become a distant dream.
The Commons Speaker has divided opinion after saying he'll try to block President Trump addressing Parliament on a state visit. Some MPs support John Bercow after he said opposing racism and sexism is important. Others say he overstepped the mark. The Labour leader has ordered his MPs to back the final Commons vote on the bill that will authorise the start of negotiations to leave the EU. Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet's agreed to impose a so-called three-line whip tomorrow. The UN is being urged to investigate alleged war crimes at a Syrian jail. Amnesty International says it's been told about the deaths of up to 13,000 prisoners in mass executions following sham trials. The chairman of a youth football league has told Talk Radio a walkout by amateur referees, upset about the abuse they get from angry parents, could see matches descend into violence. Some officials are refusing to turn up on the first weekend in March. Graham Eakins organises fixtures in Surrey.
If you've got a poor team, it's got bad misconduct, if you then have the game go on without a referee out there, the whole thing could just collapse into a load of violence and abuse.
And despite the Oscars being just weeks away, excitement is building for another awards ceremony here in the UK. It's the Oldie of the Year this afternoon. Actress Thelma Ruby, who's 92, is receiving the Still Able to Do the Splits Award.
I've had a very interesting career and what's more, I'm still working. I'm doing a one-woman show. I really look forward to every day of my life now.
That is the end of the news here on Talk Radio by me, Victoria Bourne. John, why have you got... Why are you texting me? You can't hold me hostage! Oh, my God!
Victoria's now sellotaped to a chair.
Look, what's happened?
Well, someone left some parcel tape on the desk.
Oh my God! Cass, can you help me? So laughing like a... I so want to swear. You are not funny.
Come here.
Look what he's done!
Oh, don't shriek at me.
Well, to be fair, I didn't put it on your hair. That was when you had a fight.
Sorry.
Are we on it?
Yeah.
This hurts!
Sorry, Victoria.
You're not sorry.
Well, I didn't put
Stop
it on your head.
Struggling, you'll make it worse.
I just put it on the. On
oh,
your,
John.
On her arm. It went on her arms, but she tried to get it back over her head, and that's when it went on her hair.
John.
Yeah.
This is going to be a complaint. I'm going to have to cut her out of it.
You're not cutting my hair.
I'll get some scissors.
No.
No, I meant cutting the tip.
Anyway, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
I haven't even done the weather.
Oh, we'll do the weather.
And I don't want
we'll
to.
Do that. We'll do that after the thing. Me. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham forward Harry Kane has told Talk Sport he won't be tempted away from White Hart Lane by more money. The 23-year-old makes no secret of the fact he's happy to see out his career with Spurs. Kane says the club are continuing to move forward, and as long as that remains the case, he's staying put.
Some people are motivated by money. I'm not one of them. I'm motivated by trying to win trophies. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy at Tottenham. I go into work every day with a smile on my face to work hard, and I think that's important. I think, yeah, money's a bonus of the job, but it doesn't always make you happy.
Former Liverpool striker Gibril Cissé has announced his retirement from football at the age of 35. The Frenchman says he's going to concentrate on his career as a DJ, a producer and as a pundit, as well as developing his own line of clothing. Finally, England director of cricket Andrew Strauss says it's not a given that Joe Root will succeed Alistair Cook as Test captain. Cook resigned yesterday. Root's been his understudy and is overwhelming favourite to get the role. That's the latest sport news powered by Talk Sport.
And just a little update for you
still stuck
Hairgate. There's some parcel tape still in Victoria's hair where she tried to get it off over. That is a good look, actually. That could catch on. We've taken a picture, of course.
And you can you'll see those tweets at Victoria underscore Born spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Probably more at comment.
Should we do
it?
Probably the Twitter feed of Talk Radio. Should we do the programme and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, what you probably do know already is last podcast, the famous ball kicker with the tattoos seems to have got all angry about George Galloway channeling Taylor Swift.
She just blagged her way into Talk Radio.
Some of her scent had rubbed off on you, and it looked sort of like it was a sort of a...
egg.
Good afternoon and good news, or bad afternoon. Bad news. Depending on the content of the news.
There might have been job opportunities there.
Yeah.
And I am looking.
Yes. As you're here, you may as well plug your website, of course.
Is it Susan Cowman's Funny Blown?
He's a massively fan of her.
Yeah, well, you'll hear what happened when he came.
Broken Promise.
Shake It Off was actually all about the miner strikes of the 1980s.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey.
So good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to the programme. Update, Cass is standing behind Victoria now, here in the studio, trying to get parcel tape out of her hair.
It's not funny.
I know it's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not,
and
that's Cornelius.
I can see your smirky face.
I'm not.
I left the studio for literally 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I came back and you had tape in your hair.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't meant to be. All I was taped to the chair while she was reading the news.
What? Why?
Well, because why not?
And it's twisted. And that's why.
And then she tried to get up and screech. And then the tape got... because I disentangled the tape from the reel of tape. So when she stood up and kicked at me... The tape reel got wound round the chair, and then round the microphone cable, and then round her hair when she tried to...
We have a show, yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome then. And firstly, can I just say that what with this show's opposition to racism and sexism being a hugely important consideration, that we are voicing the opinion that when Donald Trump comes to visit the UK... he not be allowed permission to speak on this show. Now, that is, of course, a huge honour to be a guest on this show. She's throwing things at me now. Previous guests, of course, on this show have included Noel Edmonds and Tommy Walsh off of Ground Force. But it's not an automatic right to be able to speak on the show. So, yes, I know this will be seen as unprecedented and controversial and a rebuke, but yes... I'm afraid, as I say, it is not an automatic right to be allowed to speak on the show. So as much as he wants to, I'm afraid Donald Trump may not be allowed to speak on this show. Mainly because we don't want to get any prostitutes wee on the carpet. The cleaners, frankly, work hard enough around here. Clearing up after Paul Ross. So, hello then. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4, if we're being specific. I am John Holmes, and I'm also pleased today, as, like Kylie's Minogue and Jenner, I have finally settled a long-standing legal name battle with another John Holmes in the case of this one, the 1970s American porn star John Holmes. We have the same name, of course. I don't know whether my parents were watching one of his films when I was conceived, but anyway, it led to legal problems, because I wanted to launch a range of perfume. And I didn't want it the smell of me, John Holmes, being mixed up with the smell of the 70s porn star John Holmes. As the smell of that John Holmes would be unwearable, wouldn't it? So. Anyway, the battle's over. Good news. Turned out it wasn't a problem because he's dead, so doesn't even need the name anymore. So my range of perfume will be out soon. It's called Eau de Porn Star. Now then, legal notice is over with. Why don't we have a look and see what's on the way? Headline hijack certainly is. Fake news that's made in sweatshops by child slaves. Well, of course, we tried to do our bit to help. Victoria is your receptacle. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
Yeah. Is there still tape in your hair?
Still tape.
Yeah, okay. You've no idea what you've done.
I didn't do it.
No. You didn't do it. Why are you denying it now?
Put it in your hair or put it on the chair.
Well, you should think about the consequences of your
actions. Anyway, there's Victoria.
Not funny.
There's Victoria there, and that mouth will say the news at 2 o'clock, won't you, Victoria?
I don't think it will.
So. What I'm saying is, you get us the news stories, you make them up, not those child slaves who have to make the fake news in sweatshops. Take the power away from their slave masters. And not only will you be crowned today's headline hijacker, as your news lie is reported in the 2pm bulletin as fact, you'll also be helping child slavery. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's like looking in Tony and Guy's window through another universe in here at the moment. It's kind of weird.
I've tweeted it at ConMend.
Oh, okay. Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. The top of where all of despair. If you're lunching alone or in a doghouse of some kind, like I have a feeling I am now. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. Work experience punditry today comes from Tori. She'll be reviewing new music. There's the day's big stories flung through the filter of short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus. It's where current affairs meets Japanese poetry. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Ez will be having our diversity paper review today. And his diversity is that he's black. And he'll be reviewing the papers. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us a joke. That's our occasional feature. Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. We'll be giving another Kickstarter idea a kick by inviting its idea monger into the radio to promote it. Maybe you've dreamt of inventing a new kind of owl. Or a toilet that flushes with mustard to save water. If you have, and it's on Kickstarter, we are here to help you. You can get in touch. It is 87222.
Start your message.
Talk Radio, are you still laughing?
I can't.
Plus, we've got meat to give away. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist.
Yes, right. And that today is going to be...
Sausages.
Oh, yeah, the sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, Victoria.
I'm not joining
you. There is a celebratory pregnant Beyonce game of banned or stupidly named celebrity's child. Ginger Davies is not producing. She's not producing. Ask Broadcast isn't through the glass today. She's in here helping.
I'm not happy about this either.
She's A-N-G-R-Y. She's A-N-G-R-Y. She knows she is.
Get on with it! Oh.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hey.
Hey. Hayden to Cornelius. Okay.
You're missing me out now, aren't you?
No, I'm getting to you. Victoria.
Yes, John.
Has got. I'm really sorry, Victoria.
You don't look sorry.
I am.
You
of course,
look
I'm,
like you're finding this. Whole
I'm
thing
not.
Hilarious.
I'm not. I'm genuinely sorry now.
You're not though, because you're smirking.
I'm not.
That's not the sign of a genuine apology.
It is.
Well, if you were genuinely sorry, you wouldn't be smirking.
Do you want me to come and help?
No.
Oh.
You're only going to make things worse.
All right then.
That's what you do.
Victoria's got the news and some tape in her hair. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio.
Not impressed. It's not funny, Con.
I'm going to get into today's big story with some music.
Like a drink, and I'm hoping that it tastes like bourbon. You know.
there you have it. Today's big song to get into today's big story. All the tape is out of the hair. That is the good news. Victoria, you are free. You are running free. The tape has gone. What did you say about my hair?
I said that the tape pulled out my hair. And then I said I'm losing my hair.
Yep.
Just like you.
Thank you.
I think we're even now.
Yep.
That you two are even
John
now.
John physically caused me pain when he was yanking.
We need to get on.
Okay. Anyway, that leads to today's big story. But what is today's big story, of course? What could it be, given that song? What could it be? Cornelius, so imagine you try and guess. Just get on with it now.
Yeah, is it Sir John Burkow?
Yeah, it's the size of Burkow. Burkow, yeah, it's the wonder stuff. We're going to need a guest, though. Our podcast is back through the glass now.
Let's get her hair next.
Yeah.
You come anywhere near me and I will stab you with the scissors that I just cut Victoria's hair off with.
You heard there was death threat on the radio there.
No.
Threatening behaviour.
It's a promise, John. Oh,
right. Could you get us a guest, please, Kaz?
Yeah.
Someone talk about the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Great. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
With Skybet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Skybet, why cash out anywhere else? Skybet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
So a long queue is heading northbound on the A1M in North Yorkshire. An accident has closed off the road between junction 46 for Wetherby and 47 for Atherton Park. All lanes are now open on the M6 southbound. It's been closed all morning, at least two lanes closed all morning, between junction 7 at Great Bar and 6 at Spaghetti. But those lane closures were removed shortly before 1 o'clock. And there's one lane closed on the A14 westbound for emergency repairs between 24 at God Manchester and 23 at the Spittles Interchange. Queues are back to junction 29. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Oh, let's see. What do I fancy? How about a generous portion of current affairs? A side dollop of politics, some scandal, some showbiz. Oh, and a large builder's tea in a mug, please. That's the Full Set Breakfast for me, Paul Ross. Tomorrow morning from 6. Yum, yum.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then to talk about today's big story. Burkow. Sir John Burkow, Speaker of the House, has said that he does not want to see Donald Trump be given the honour of speaking to the Commons due to his controversial and divisory nature. That is what he said, although given that he's the Speaker of the House and he used public money once to refurbish his apartment, doesn't have much of a record of being impartial, as his position demands. His wife wore a bedsheet around Parliament and he spent £37,000 of taxpayers' money on a portrait of himself. Next rumour is that John Burkow has spent £2 million having Big Ben converted into a giant statue of himself, which will be draped in a bedsheet. But why is the Speaker of the House such an important role? We hear him a lot, of course, on Prime Minister's Questions in Parliament. He's the guy who has to keep order. He or she is appointed by Her Majesty, the Her Highness of Her, the Queen, of course. And the Speaker's job is to maintain order during debate and has to, though, renounce all affiliation with his or her former political party on taking the role. So why is what John Burkow has said about Donald Trump such an issue? Well, to talk us through that, Dr. Stephen Hurst is on the line. He's a reader in politics at the Department of History, Politics and Philosophy at Manchester. Hello, Stephen. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. So, the Speaker of the House, a little bit of the history of it, really, I suppose. Now, was it Thomas Hungerford that was the first one going back? But why is it a necessary role and why must it be impartial?
Well, the first one goes back to about 1200 and something, I think, the original very first parliaments, but yeah, I don't want to go through a list of them.
No,
I wouldn't know. I mean, I suppose the easiest way of thinking about the speaker is like the referee. I mean, it makes a certain amount of sense when Parliament often looks a bit like some kind of, you know, one of those medieval football games,
yeah,
where 5,000 people play against each other. You need a referee. His job is to, or her job is to, maintain order and to apply the rules, basically, to determine who gets to speak, what the order in which things are debated is, all that kind of stuff, to keep things in check.
Which explains, of course, why it has to be non-partisan. It has to be
impartial. It has to be neutral between the two parties, yeah.
Yeah, so what happens when such as has happened now, as many people are saying about Trump, okay, he seems to have expressed apolitical opinion. I mean, can he be punished for that? Where does he stand now?
Well, he can't be. He can't be punished. I mean, he can be not re-elected next time round. Every time a parliament is dissolved or there's a general election, the speaker has to be formally re-elected. So, unless he committed a criminal act, up until that point, he's safe.
Yeah.
But I think it's a question about whether he has been. I mean, he's been politically. He's made a political statement, but he's not impartial. He's not impartial in the context of British politics, because he's not dealing with British politics, he's dealing with American politics. So I don't think it's that clear-cut that he's done something which is partisan. It's not partisan in British political, it's not pro-conservative or pro-Labour.
Now, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's got a he's got his detractors in Parliament, of course, and that are sort of stirring this up into something it isn't, then? Is that...
Well, I mean, I think they've got a point. The point is whether the Speaker ought to be expressing a view on this in public in the way that he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he clearly has the right. It's his responsibility. It's within his responsibilities to determine who is allowed and isn't allowed to speak in Westminster Hall and in the precincts of Parliament. That's absolutely within his job description. But whether he should have made such a public statement, I think that's more the issue. Whether this is a bit of kind of, he's not exactly averse to a bit of publicity. Let's put it that way. So whether that's really what is going on here is. But I don't think it's so obviously something he's not allowed to do, no.
Right, that's interesting, because there are arguments, obviously, this afternoon on both sides. We've heard from people saying, no, he will go down in history of someone who has said the right thing here, and other ones said, well, no, absolutely, he's gone far too far, he shouldn't be saying any of this kind of stuff. So in that sense, it's as though he is maintaining that middle ground, isn't it? Because he's got his detractors and he's got his supporters. So in actual fact, he's just doing what he should be doing.
Well, I'm not sure that he should have. My view would be he shouldn't have said it publicly in the way that he did. I think that was unnecessary. I think that probably was a certain amount of attention seeking.
Yeah.
But he's certainly not outside of his prerogatives to say that, or to determine that actually he doesn't think that it's right that President Trump speaks in Westminster. That's absolutely his part of his job. Yeah.
And who can become Speaker of the House? Can anybody do it? Do you have to have been an MP? Do you have to have worked in politics? What are the rules?
You have to be chosen from the existing MPs. So if a Speaker retires or a Speaker dies, then an existing member of the House of Commons has to be put forward. The rules have changed, but essentially people have to be nominated by MPs. I think it's 12 MPs and at least three from a different party from the person who's being nominated.
Mm.
But you have to be a sitting MP to move up to the Speaker's position.
And in terms of how long you can be in the role, is it set terms?
No. As long as you like, or as long as the House of Commons will let you be, because as I say, you have to be re-elected every time there is a dissolution of Parliament or a general election.
Yep.
Usually people are re-elected. It's kind of because it's a non-partisan thing, but I can't think of anybody who hasn't been re-elected under those circumstances. But mostly they haven't stayed that long recently, so it hasn't become a big issue.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us and shedding some light on that, because it's been, obviously, in front of all of the newspapers today is this story that John Bercow has spoken out seemingly against Donald Trump being allowed to speak in the Commons. And as we heard there from Dr. Stephen Hurst, he hasn't really strayed beyond his remit, but it is a controversial thing to have spoken out so publicly. Your thoughts, please, on the Speaker of the House, on his wife dressing in a bedsheet, on Victoria's revenge tactics for me accidentally getting tape in her hair. Whatever you want, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour has described government attempts to fix the housing crisis in England as feeble. The Community Secretary has outlined plans to boost the number of homes being built. Sajid Javid also took the opportunity to have a dig at the Commons Speaker John Bercow after his comments about Donald Trump.
I had hoped, Mr. Speaker, that this housing white paper would dominate the headlines this morning, but it seems that someone else has beaten me to it.
Let me just gently say to the Right Honourable Gentleman, I did make my statement to the House first.
Mr. Bercow has divided opinion after telling MPs he'll try to block the US President addressing Parliament on a planned state visit. There are calls for the UN to investigate the alleged executions of as many as 13,000 prisoners at a Syrian jail. Amnesty International claims systematic torture is taking place at the prison near Damascus. There's a warning the amount we pay in tax could reach its highest level in three decades under the current government. The Institute for Fiscal Studies claims the outcome is likely to be worse still if Theresa May fails to secure a trade deal with the EU. The Labour leader has ordered his MPs to back the bill that will authorise the government to start negotiations to leave the European Union. A final vote will be taken in the House of Commons tomorrow. Jeremy Corbyn, Shadow Cabinet, has agreed to impose a so-called three-line whip, but it could lead to the resignations of some high-profile members. And Premier League champions Leicester have announced their unwavering support for manager Claudio Ranieri. The club are just above the relegation zone and are yet to score a league goal this year. The weather mostly cloudy with some rain and showers, with hill snow in Scotland. Brighter spells in the west, but also at risk of hail and thunder. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
That was really good, actually.
It wasn't. I tripped up over a few words. You're just trying to say that to get into my good books. I know you weren't actually listening.
I was.
Okay, what was my third story in my bulletin?
Oh, I didn't count them. I know the first one.
Which was?
About the that thing that's going on.
Burkow.
Burko. That's how you say his name. And that wasn't the top story.
That was the second story.
Yeah, what came after
top story
that?
Was housing.
What came after Burko? Because you listened and you praised how good it was. So what came afterwards?
Was it the weather? Jails.
Where?
Syria. Syrian jails.
What happened in those jails?
Bad things.
Okay. Torture and murdering.
Yes, that's right.
Of 13,000 people, which could amount to war crimes.
That's right.
Okay. What was my story before the weather?
Penultimate story.
Correct. Which one?
Leicester going down in the league.
Leicester Football Club.
Dropping in the league.
That wasn't the top line, but it.
But that's the
unwavering support for Claudio Ranieri.
Is someone telling you things?
No.
They're feeding you information.
No, I remember it.
Okay, fine.
You've managed to get your hair back to normal very quickly.
Not quite, because a lot of it is stuck in this parcel tape in my hands, which I can see.
That's a little bit of collateral damage.
When I brushed my hair with my tangle teaser. It was like there was a handful of hair in the teaser, which I had to pull out.
It's not a euphemism, can you stop that?
I'm not.
And it really, like, not only apart from the fact that what you did was really irresponsible and immature and not very professional, you caused me pain and you seemed to delight in that by tugging on my hair with the tape.
I didn't tug on your hair.
It felt horrible.
I would not tug on you. At all, thank you.
Well, that's not what I felt, Jim. Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
I'm genuinely really annoyed.
I know. I'm well aware of it. You've got your annoyed face on.
Because I do things to help you. So when you forget your lunch, I give you a good quality soup.
You do.
To make sure you have sustenance. Yep. You, however, want to weirdly, in a bondage-style fashion, like, strap me to a chair against my will, and then when I fight back, you have the audacity to complain that it's not you that has caused this stupid situation.
Sorry, Victor.
You're still smirking.
No, I'm not smirking. That's my normal face.
I've seen you when you're not smirking before, John.
That's my normal.
Don't purse your lips a cat bottom.
It's my normal face.
No. You're sweating a bit too. I can see the beads on your forehead receding hairline.
It's hot in here.
It's
well, you know.
I'm cold in here, personally.
You could take your cardigan off and then I'd see your sweat patches as usual.
Thanks, Victoria. Will you be back in half an hour?
Contractually obliged to do so.
Okay. We look forward to that. And in the next bit of the programme, of course, Headline Hijack. That involves Victoria as well. And
that does it. Will I do it?
Ooh. Bonus news as well today.
Bonus news. Oh. What would you like to do the bonus
God
news
it's
on
an
today?
Animal news day.
And that was a nervous laugh I was doing anyway.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Why are you feeling nervous?
Because I'm scared of you.
Good. Why can't you compose yourself?
What will your news be today, your bonus news?
Well, it's meant to be animal news.
Do you want to do animal news?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Although I'm not enthused.
It's a free reign. You do animal news for the rest of the week.
Wow. That's a great payoff after your pain and torture.
Yeah.
When I mentioned this in the office, people were saying I should go to HR with this.
Would a cuddle make it better?
No, that would make it worse.
Okay, just ask you.
That would definitely make it worse.
Oh, that's fine.
Just don't touch me.
I'm not. There'll be a lonely lunch club on the way.
Pathetic.
Very shortly.
Absolutely pathetic.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get.
What?
Martin Roberts. We'll be right back.
with expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips. It really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'd like a made-up news story from you to go into the news at 2 o'clock, please. It's in about 22 minutes' time. The lines are open, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. That's already on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We call it Headline Hijack. A fair celebration of the fake news. There to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Of course, we know that it's lunchtime. People pop out for lunch, don't necessarily be listening to the radio. And therefore, will miss a bit of the news. But when they get back, in that news, is a lie masquerading as truth, and that is how Headline Hijack works. We'd like you to supply it, please. Cornelius, what's come in there?
This is from Jason, who says, a leaked document has shown that Donald Trump has asked his military chiefs whether it is worth investing in weapons made out of sticks and stones, as he has heard that they can break bones, which he believes would be a great tactic if diplomacy doesn't work. Trump has tweeted that the leaked document is fake and that the only thing that should be leaking is Russian prostitutes.
Thank you. Piers Morgan, the broadcaster Piers Morgan, has announced that he's going to run for the role of President of France. He said this morning on Good Morning Britain that he's going to be running in the election as no French person can be trusted, following the news that every single person in France is being investigated due to financial irregularities. Mm,
every single person
in
landmark,
France.
Even babies.
Yes. That's come in from Pierre this morning, so thank you for that.
Pierre's Morgan.
Yes.
That's what he should go by.
Pierre Morgan.
Yeah.
Pierre Le Morgan. Pepe Le Morgan. Pierre's Baguette. So, made up news stories then. The lines are open for Headline Hijack. After that, well, not after that, but after this, we will meet a lonely luncher. Somebody who is lunching alone, who will be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. If it's you, if you're lunching alone, if you're in your house, in the dog house like I am with Victoria, then simply get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you could win a souvenir gift prize. That's all you have to do, pick up an email and email it to lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet today's next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking, I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
So a long queue is heading northbound on the A1M in North Yorkshire. An accident has closed off the road between junction 46 for Wetherby and 47 for Atherton Park. All lanes are now open on the M6 southbound. It's been closed all morning, at least two lanes closed all morning, between junction 7 at Great Bar and 6 at Spaghetti. But those lane closures were removed shortly before 1 o'clock. And there's one lane closed on the A14 westbound for emergency repairs between 24 at God Manchester and 23 at the Spittles Interchange. Queues are back to junction 29. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's the radio. Hello, I am in it. And I am John Holmes, and it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Of course, we talked John Burko earlier. Any reactions? I think we're coming into the studio because we are the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, then please react it in this direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just try not to get any tape caught up in any kind of reaction, because the reaction you get isn't the reaction you were expecting. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I once went to a pizza where John Burko managed to encourage everyone to get a takeaway pizza.
Yeah.
Just imagine how that happened.
Yeah. Just imagining it now. Oh, it's like for order.
Order. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. I had to think about that. Mm. Yeah. I wonder what he'd do if he was ordering a sort of starter, a sort of pre-start. Mm. What would he order then? Order.
Another one's come in. John, yeah. Where does John Burko do his shopping?
Yeah.
Aldi.
Right. It's not working at all. But that's because the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Obviously not. But it's all right, because that's why we're here. To help people who can't get their head around the big stories of the day, what we do is we analyse them in depth, and we do that on this programme, certainly through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Farage Y voted to leave him years ago, there, calling it Brexit.
The news in haiku.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are once more. in the playground of the broken hearts. That is the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's there for the lonelies. What lunch? Do you lunch alone? Are you lunching alone? You don't have to regularly lunch alone. Just one day of lunching alone will qualify you to become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. A member of the Lonely Lunch Club, no less. On the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. A souvenir of your time in here with us. You play the role of friend or colleague, idle chit-chat a speciality. Just to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Here's Rosie on the telephone. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Oh, you know. Oh, okay. Bearing up.
A little bit down, Rosie, if I'm honest with you. And if you don't go away from this phone call a cheerier person, Rosie, then we won't have done our job properly. That's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be nice.
See what we can do. First of all, Rosie, why are you lunching alone?
Well, my job's all around walking about quite a lot. So I'm a lone ranger.
Yeah.
Walking the streets.
Have you got a horse?
We did away with horses back in the early 70s.
Oh, right. So you're a horse destroyer.
Despite the horse protest.
Work in a glue factory. What do you do, Chloe? Let's just cut straight to the. What's your name, Rosie? Sorry,
Rosie,
I just looked
Rosie.
Up. Just looked at Chloe there through the window. Yeah, Rosie. Sorry, Rosie. What do you do?
I'm a traffic warden.
A traffic warden.
Ah, brilliant.
Oh, you're right. You don't ride horses now, do you? That's after the
not
old
anymore.
Traffic warden
not
riots.
Anymore. We don't wear the capes anymore either.
No, that's right. It's all of the traffic warden riots of the 1950s, wasn't it? I seem to recall doing about it in history. When mounted traffic wardens charged angry motorists.
Mm-hmm.
The horses were trained to kick. Cars.
That's right.
Badly parked cars.
Badly parked cars used to be kicked by traffic horses. And the resulting damage, of course, led not to the cars, even to the horses' hooves, led to the abolition of traffic horses. When you joined the traffic warden service, which wing of the are you in the paramilitary wing of the traffic wardens, or are you in the peace corps of the traffic wardens? Which
Oh, it's definitely the Peace Corps.
I'm glad to hear that.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Good. Is it a lonely job, or does arguing with people who are badly parked sort of count as company?
It's extremely lonely. I would say it's ruined my life.
Really? Once you are a traffic warden, is there anything else you are qualified to do after that? I say this because Donald Trump is obviously looking for water borders at the moment. And that seems to me not to be a million miles away from being a traffic warden, torturing someone with water. So, is there anything else you could do if you wanted to move on from this life?
Well, I think we're quite misunderstood, traffic wardens.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh.
I care deeply about people.
That's nice.
And it affects me. Quite a lot.
Do you hate? I can see what.
I don't like arguing. I hate arguing.
No, you don't.
Okay, I don't.
Do you? When faced with an argumentative driver, do you? What's the approach? So, say let's role play it, because it's your job to maintain an air of calm, of course, an air of professionalism. You're just doing your job. Your job is a vital one, and an angry motorist, of course, doesn't want a ticket, so he or she's going to argue with you. Can we role play it, Rosie? Is that okay? If we just role play, and then you can sort of show me what you do. So I've badly parked my car. So I've parked it on a horse, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to park on the horse because the horse has double yellow fetlocks. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Gotcha.
Here I am then, and I'm just walking back to my car now, and role play begins. What are you doing? Sorry, excuse me. What are you doing? I was just going to move that. I was just going to move it.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't park your car on that double yellow fetlocked horse. You can clearly see the markings, and if you've read the highway code,
yep.
which you should have done if you have a driving licence.
Yeah.
You will know that this is an illegal parking manoeuvre.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ticket your vehicle and fine you.
But I was only 2 minutes, and what I was doing was, because I accidentally parked on the horse, I didn't realise it was there, and I was just popping into that vet's there to fetch some medicine for the horse in case I'd hurt it with my parking. So, in actual fact, I was doing the horse a favour. So you shouldn't really give me a ticket, should you? Because I was just minutes in there.
I would give you the benefit of the doubt as a compassionate vegetarian.
Yeah.
I would say, all right then, I'll give you this one chance. But I'm going to log your face in my photographic memory, and if this happens again,
yeah, if I park on a
horse, then I'll remember.
Would you come after me?
Yeah. I can run quite fast.
Okay. Are you on duty this afternoon, Rosie?
I am, yeah.
Where, if someone wanted to come and be nice to you, to cheer you up a bit, whereabouts would we have to go?
I'm walking the old town and the Cliftonville area of Margate.
Right. I know it. Good. All right, Rosie. Well, what you get now, and this will cheer up any public servant who people hate, is a gift prize from the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You'll hear some music. Well, now, really. Here it comes, some music. Now, that music, as you can hear, is dreadful. And over the top of it, you'll hear now a list of gift prizes, Rosie, with short descriptions of each. You get to choose one of them. I know.
Ooh.
I know. So, ears down, Rosie. Listen carefully through your smart hat, because here's what you can choose from.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, the very one that newsreader Victoria threw at John during an ad break earlier.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
The poor newspaper improved with the news written in Japanese poetry form.
A Talk Sport mug.
The home of Alan Brazil, who some may think in the street that he is a homeless man.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, written by a man who thinks it's acceptable to tape up his newsreader while she's reading a bulletin.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing should swimming events that aren't synchronised swimming at the Olympics be called unsynchronised swimming, just to help confusion.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Colin Murray left TalkSport last year, and I don't think you'd like him because he gives off the air of someone who would park wherever he wants. When he left these calendars behind.
Mm. We got them out of a skip. They're now prizes.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yeah, why can't we have our own calendars, we said in an email. I say we said that. There was a typo, so we have colanders now.
Which of those would you like? Traffic Warden Rosie.
I'd love the colander.
It's a popular choice, isn't it, the colander?
Yes.
Mainly because it's the last one and it's the only one anyone can remember, but it's still a popular choice.
It was a toss-up between the talk radio mug and the colander, but I rinse things more than I drink.
Then it's a good choice.
Thanks.
I like Rosie. Rosie, thank you very much indeed. Rosie there, a traffic warden, no less. Don't park on a horse. If you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then you can be. You certainly can be. All you've got to do is email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and you could well find yourself in here with us, idly chatting, to make your lunchtime fewer lonely than it was previously. Now then... Almost 2 o'clock, almost time for Tape Hair to come back in here and read the news. The girl with the tape in her hair. if you're just joining us, by the way, earlier on I tried to sellotape Victoria to her chair while she was reading the news, and it went a bit wrong when she tried to escape, and all of the parcel tape got stuck in her hair, and she's livid with me. There are photos on Twitter, Talk Radio's account, at Talk Radio, has just retweeted Cornelius's pictures of it, as will I momentarily, at John Holmes 1, if you're trying to find that. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, it's Diversity pay-per-view is coming up, isn't it, actually,
today?
With Ez. Ez is back. Good old Ez. Back in here to go through the papers with us. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win some meat today. Chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist, in the game of band or stupid child name. Celebrity, stupid name given to a child by a celebrity. You know, the kind of thing. More than Chris Martin and Gwyneth used to do. Right. Oh, 87222 for
that. Start your message with the word talk.
Who's got their made-up news story in the news next for headline hijack Cornelius?
It's Howard.
Howard?
Howard.
And he or she, Howard, well done. Where does Howard live?
In Wrexham.
Wrexham, all right. Congratulations, Howard. You are today's headline hijacker. A made-up news story in the news next to confuse the people not listening to this bit. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Altima crossover event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Altima crossover event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizia grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly and precisely 2 o'clock, here's Victoria on Talk Radio with the news.
Coming up, thousands more homes to be built, speaker criticised over Trump remarks and energy price caps.
Talk Radio.
Government plans to fix the housing market in England have been branded feeble by the Labour Party. Ministers are promising to help small developers build homes and expand the rental market. Natalie Elphick of the Housing and Finance Institute has told Talk Radio she'd welcome moves to speed up house building.
We hear so often that it's the detail, it's working with the utilities company, with water, with sewage. It's some really practical things that hold up house building. It takes too long from start to someone moving into that house. And we've got to cut that time down if we want to get those homes on the ground.
The Speaker of the House of Commons is being accused of overstepping the mark after saying he'll block an address by Donald Trump. John Bercow told MPs he'll refuse to invite the US President to speak in Westminster Hall during a planned state visit. Critics say he should stay neutral. Former Chancellor Lord Lamont says he's gone too far.
I think he's made a terrible error. I think he's overreaching himself. It is not for him, I think, to decide. It is for the House of Commons and the government to decide. This affects the national interest.
Amnesty International claims President Assad's regime has killed as many as 13,000 people at a Syrian jail. It's claimed mass executions in the prison dubbed the Slaughterhouse took place weekly between 2011 and 2015. A local authority has abandoned its plans for a 15% hike in council tax to fund care. David Hodge, the leader of Surrey County Council, says they will now seek an almost 5% rise instead. Jeremy Corbyn has ordered his MPs to back the Brexit bill in its final House of Commons stage. The move paves the way for Theresa May to trigger Article 50 by her end of March deadline, formally beginning the process of leaving the European Union. And the energy regulator has announced new temporary price caps, which will come into force in April. Ofgem says it expects 4 million households with prepayment meters to save an average of £80 a year. That's the end of the news.
Thank you, Victoria. I noticed that you dropped the little friendly thanks, John, at the beginning of that.
Oh, did you notice that? Yeah. Oh, okay, good, because I did do that on purpose.
I know you did.
Yep.
Is there something up?
Your hair looks nice. No, it really does.
What's left of it? Because most of it's still in this tape. And in the bin in the ladies' toilets.
If you'd like to see a picture of Victoria with sticky tape in her hair, then
just Talk Radio head on to the toilets where you can look in the bin.
We could give it away as prizes.
No,
there are some people.
No, we don't want to attract in those people, do we?
They're too late for that. Have you seen some of them? Have you been on that forum?
John.
They're the sort of people who keep trophies.
John, you should be grateful for all the listeners you can get.
I am.
Because it doesn't sound like you are.
Of course I am. I'm just saying some of them are serial killers.
You shouldn't.
Anyway.
You shouldn't offend the people who bother to listen to
I'm
you.
Not.
I mean, you know, figures out this week and all.
Anyway, there's Victoria there.
Still going to do the weather.
Going to do the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Are you going to sing me my...
Do you want me to?
Yeah, I want you to make it extra special.
Okay. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather.
Well, that was something. Mostly cloudy with some rain and showers, with hill snow in Scotland, brighter spells in the west, but also a risk of hail and thunder, highs of 10 degrees.
There's more than half an hour?
I don't say that at the top of the hour. You know that.
I'm helping.
Is that what you call it?
Bonus news in half an hour from Victoria as she fills the time left empty by her smaller bulletins. Is it animal news today?
Yeah.
It's animal news. You got several supportive messages come in, by the way.
Oh, good.
Saying things like, for this, Victoria should be allowed to do animal news for 2 weeks running.
Yeah, and also I noticed they also suggested something else, which I really like the sound of.
What was that?
Does it not say on the screen in front of you, John, that I should do it for 2 weeks straight and you should wear an animal costume?
I didn't see that.
I really want to see you in a stupid outfit.
Do you?
Because I saw you once as a hobbit and I was like, okay, I think...
What animal would you like me to dress as? Do you want to go away and think about it and bring it back to animal news?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might do a poll in the office.
Oh, good. Right then, so Victoria's back with exciting animal news in half an hour's
time. Yeah, it's
going
to be special.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester City have released a statement this afternoon announcing their unwavering support for boss Claudio Ranieri. The defending Premier League champions, just 1 point above the bottom three, say the entire club remain united behind its manager and players and firmly focused on the challenges ahead. It follows rumours of unrest amongst the squad, with reports claiming players have asked for Ranieri to be sacked. Tottenham forward Harry Kane has told TalkSport he won't be tempted away from White Hart Lane by a bigger pay packet. The 23-year-old makes no secret of the fact he's happy to see his career out with Spurs. Kane says the club are going forward and he's happy to move along with them. Finally, Yorkshire bowler and World T20 winner with England, Ryan Sidebottom, has told TalkSport 2 that Joe Root should be installed as England captain in all formats. England director of cricket Andrew Strauss says it's not a given Root will succeed Alistair Cook, who resigned yesterday. Sidebottom reckons Root would thrive as skipper in all formats. That's the latest sports news. powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after the Defence Secretary's warning that Russia could be hacking our computers to destabilise the West, Sir Michael Fallon has said that there'll be a nationwide push for the whole country to change the passwords to something which will be unfamiliar to Russians. Some suggestions include character names from soaps like Cory or EastEnders, lyrics to British hits such as James Blunt's You're Beautiful, and rude place names.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Okay then, it's just gone some time past the two. Welcome to Tuesday afternoons on Talk Radio. Here we are in hour number two. I've been asked to point out that we must tell you once an hour how much a text costs if you're going to text us. Here's Cornelius with those details.
It costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
If you'd like to have a go on the quiz today, the meat-winning quiz, then you have to text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the word meat, apparently. In a moment, Work Experience Punditry. Ez is back with the diversity... Not Work Experience Punditry, so Ez is back with the diversity pay-per-view. Work Experience Punditry around 2.30 is what I was going to say. Before that, though, we need your help for quite... something that's very important indeed. Today is Tuesday. The... what's the date today?
Don't know. What is it? The 7th.
Right, and the reason I asked you, Cornelius, and because you don't know, you didn't know the date, did you? And like I said...
Oh, right, I know, yes. It's the 7th, John.
Yeah. What happened was, and this is why we need your help, is Cornelius, earlier in the office, remembered about 20...
No.
I'd say it was about 20 past 12. 40 minutes before we came on air, he remembered that today's his mum's birthday. Right? And that's why I just asked him the date, which he didn't know either. And now he's panicking, saying, what shall I get for my mum? And he has no idea what to buy for his mum. Regular listeners will know of Cornelius' special relationship with his mum. There's no need to dwell on the details here. Suffice to say that his mum did teach him how to French kiss at a bus stop. But what gift should Cornelius buy? He's got to, after the show today, he's got to go out and buy her a present. And if she's listening to this, she'll know he forgot anyway.
No, I didn't, Mum. I was always planning to buy a present at this point, and I know exactly what I'm going to get you.
No, what are you going to get her then?
Well, I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Is that why in the office you said to everybody, it's Mum's birthday, oh, hell, what am I going to get her? And then I said, it's all
you
right, don't worry.
What, John?
I know how we can help you.
Shut up.
And the way we can help is you suggesting, please, gifts for Cornelius to buy for his mum.
No, don't do that. That's not bothering
For her birthday. What should Cornelius get his mum for her birthday? How old is she?
I don't know.
Right. So, I've met her. She's about 20. Right, so, what should she get from her loving son? How many kids has she got?
Four.
Right. Her least favourite sport.
No, come on.
Child.
I'm her favourite.
Needs to get her a present. But what should she get? That's the big question. And we want your suggestions, please. 87 treble. This is helpful.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius said earlier that no expense spared. He said it was absolutely... Do you want to put a budget on it? How much is your... This is a woman...
Right.
Who pushed you into this world.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
I know.
Some pain, right? Your mum pushed you out of her foo-foo into the world, right? And since then, what's she done for you? So much, so much. Fed you from her teat. Clothed you from her teat. Bought you a flat to live in from that's her
not,
teat.
That's not strictly true.
It is, isn't it?
No.
She's
an investment.
Given you money. She looks after you. She's held you in the dark when you've been a poorly child and soothed your brow. Right? And with her teat. And wiped... and wiped your tears away from your one good eye with her teat.
No, stop it.
And you... So what price... And taught you how to kiss at the bus stop with her teeth.
No!
What price?
No!
What price are you putting on your own mother's birthday present, Cornelius, in pounds?
About 20 quid.
Right, fine. So, what help can you give him this afternoon? Please, your suggestions. 87222.
Start your message with any word with the word talk.
Yeah, start your message with the word teat.
No. Don't. You have to start the text messages with the word talk, otherwise we won't get them.
All right, then you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word, any word you'd like.
As long as it's teat.
No.
One's come in already here.
No.
Yes, yeah, this is from James. I know what she'd like. A more successful son.
Oh, that's really funny, isn't it?
That's nice, isn't it? That's nice. And there's a lot along the lines of that. A new son. There's a lot of it coming in now. Edible underwear is coming.
Oh no!
Come in there. Okay, then. So, what should Cornelius buy for his mum for a birthday today? 8-7-2-2. Simon's with a tour. Okay, then. It is time. For today's diversity paper review. Welcome back, Ez. Hey, Ez, how you doing? You're doing, right. Ez. All right, is it? Your microphone?
No,
right.
Back to the first one. Back to that one.
Back to this
there
one.
You go.
Right, microphone.
The microphones. Right, okay. Well, look, it's good to see you again, of course.
Yeah,
and
good to see you,
I know you've been going through the papers. Now, for those who are new to the show, welcome along. You're very welcome indeed. What you may not know is, of course, that the Diversity Paper Review is a feature that makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We are all about diversity here. It's very important in broadcasting, as it is in all walks of life, and we tackle it head on every single day. By having a different diversity, go through the papers with us today. It's Ez, as you know. Ez, remind us of your diversity.
I'm black.
Yes. What newspaper are you starting with today, Ez?
Let's start with the Daily Mail today. Yeah. Have you guys heard the story about this bored pilot taking photos causing a terrifying nosedive?
No.
So basically, terrified passengers on a military plane feared they would die after a bored RAF pilot took snaps in a cockpit causing a nosedive. So basically, this guy had his a Nikon DSLR camera in his hand. And clearly, he by the looks of the headline, he got bored. And he sent 187 service personnel to the ceiling, pinned to the ceiling, whilst the plane like plummeted, you know,
so he didn't
over 4,000 feet.
He didn't do this deliberately. He just sort of took his picture and it happened.
I mean, well, yes and no. I mean, like, he took his eyes off the wheel, basically, and started taking pictures for no reason. It's reported here that the court heard he deleted photos he took in the cockpit after he... so he was taking pictures of, you know, just basic stuff, the views, the aircraft, inside, like he had never been in a RAF plane before. The fact that they weren't strapped in is
quite remarkable, isn't it? I mean, if you're a military person and you're in an RAF transport plane,
yeah,
I'd think you keep your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
You know, just in case, really.
Especially if you've got these guys at the wheel.
Yeah. And this has got, so it's been a court case, isn't it? So, because of injuries, I mean, did people get hurt in the back of the plane when this happened?
I don't think too many people got hurt, luckily.
But they frown upon this kind of thing, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously going to court for it. He's probably going to lose his job. And it's not looking good for him.
Right, well, all right. Well, it's I mean, it's obviously we can't speculate on what's going to happen and whether or not. Presumably, I mean, has he admitted it? Is he saying he did?
Yeah, he has admitted negligence, but he did try to pin it on a technical fault. Tried to say that there was something wrong with the plane that caused it to dive.
Well, the thing is, if it's in autopilot, which you think he might well have put it in,
he disengaged it by lodging his camera in like the So he let basically. Stupidity, really. So he basically turned the autopilot off whilst he was, you know, taking all these pictures and mirandering about doing whatever he was doing.
Right, okay. We're going to take traffic and travel, actually, so hold that.
I will hold that thought.
Hold that thought. Because just briefly, headlines, what we're going to do next, and then we'll talk about them a bit more.
The world's longest flight touches down after 16 hours in the air.
It was very themed today, aren't you, with your planes?
Yeah, linking it.
All right, then. Ez is here. He's doing a diversity paper review. We'll be talking flight touchdowns. I think we're going to touch a little bit on Burko and Trump as well. It's in all of the papers today. 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. We'll take traffic and travel next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Glasgow, the M8 eastbound near the town ahead of Junction 15 is a lane out, queues towards the scene of a breakdown. The A1M in North Yorkshire remains closed for investigation work heading northbound between Wetherby at 46 and Allerton Park at 47, queues at least back towards Boston Spa at 45. To the M1 now, northbound in Bedfordshire at Junction 10 for Luton Airport, there's a lane out, a five-vehicle collision causing queues. A long delays in the westbound A14 in Cambridgeshire between Godmanchester at 24 and Spittles at 23. I'm Mark Buckley.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40 R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40 R design. Life is in the details.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to. Thank you for your suggestions as to what Cornelius.
Thank you. I've decided so these no longer have to come in. No, so thanks very much. So stop.
No, you haven't decided.
Your suggestion.
Cornelius is...
I didn't go with any of your suggestions.
Mum's birthday today. He remembered 2 hours ago. And so has to try and sort something out. We're trying to help. He reckons he's got a budget of 20 quid, even though she brought him up out of herself. Gave him life. And £20 is all he's going to spend on her. She also... Now, regular listeners will also know, of course, that a news sports broadcaster on here... Mm. On TalkSport, on our sister station TalkSport, and on here as well, is The Moose.
Yes.
So it's his birthday as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, The Moose.
But you remembered his.
I did not remember his.
You remembered
his. I didn't know it was his.
You remembered his, didn't
you? How?
Wished him happy birthday earlier. The Moose, who suckled you, was young.
No, he
did your first
not.
Day here, didn't he? From his teat. Remember on your first day when you didn't know anyone, your little lonely lost soul, and the moose took you under his great big wing, didn't he? And suckled you at his teat to give you sustenance while showing you around the building. Why don't you get your mum the moose? A sort of strip.
Because I like my mum.
Only up to the point of 20 quid. A lot of suggestions coming in for your mum's birthday present, though. Most of them unbroadcastable, I have to say. Jeff has said, why not buy John Holmes' excellent book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man? Perhaps two copies of that she'd like for a birthday. But she's already got that, hasn't she? Because you bought that for one Christmas.
I did, yeah. A couple Christmases back.
Yeah, when it came out in hardback originally. That's right.
Mm. She enjoyed it.
Thank you. Andrew says, you could run around the corner from here and get your mum a personal appearance from a Yoda on a stick. You know, one of those people who dress as Yoda and they pretend to balance on a stick.
Yeah, and they're quite cheap as well. You just have to put a coin in their hat.
There you go. Anyway, more suggestions, please. That's what Cornelius should buy his mum for a birthday.
No, it's fine. No more suggestions.
You've seen where those vouchers are from?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. thank you for suggesting that. 8722. Just
a message with the word talk.
Just suggest a present for Cornelius to buy for his mum. He needs to get it after the show, so... There we go. Anyway, while you're doing that, look, Ezzy's still here with the diversity paper review. So that's excellent news. We've already been through the Daily Mail and the picture and the story of a bored pilot taking pictures, causing a terrifying nosedive. And now I think we're going with more plane action, but
more
from the Guardian.
More plane news from the Guardian. So the world's longest flight just touched down yesterday after 16 hours in the air, which feels like most of my flights from England to America, really. So the world's longest commercial flight landed in New Zealand yesterday after a 9,000-mile flight from Doha. There was over 1,000 cups of coffee, tea and coffee sold, 2,000 cold drinks and over 1,000 meals during that flight. Guess how much the fares were for this flight.
What airline is it? Is it Emirates?
I think it's Qatar Airlines.
Qatar,
yeah.
Okay,
Qatar,
yeah, fine. Yeah. All right, well, they're quite a good airline. So I would say flights... I mean, I don't know what the...
Are they fairly reasonable because it's some sort of maiden voyage for a long plane journey?
If you consider over £1,000 reasonable for economy.
£1,000 per ticket?
Yeah.
It sounds about right, that.
Yeah.
I'd say that does
16
sound
hours.
About right. But things I wouldn't want to go 16 hours in economy.
No one should want that. No.
I think
it's 7,000 for first
That's
class.
Where you'd be wanting to try and get yourself a free upgrade.
Surely
right.
You'd get loads of leg room in economy anyway. Mm.
This is a massive plane, so yeah, you probably get leg room everywhere.
He's making a height joke, yes. Do you like a long flight, Ez, or I detect that you don't like her? No, you've just got that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Fine. Do you like not like a long flight? I mean...
No, I don't really... Well, I mean, like... Yeah, sometimes. I mean, you get the new movies coming out and stuff so you can relax, but then after you exhaust all that, there's nothing else to do.
Sleeping,
but yeah, you do that all the time.
Yeah, I love a flight. The longer the flight, the better. I'd happily do that flight. I've done long flights. I absolutely love it.
Are you a sleeper or stay up and watch?
I will do a mixture of both of those things. I'll have a routine on a flight. Mm. I will start with 2 gin and tonics.
Okay, that gets you into the zone. Yeah, get you into the
right?
zone.
And by that time, you know, there's a film on, isn't there? So you're happily doing that. Then there's probably the meal's coming around a bit by then. Yeah. And then you get another gin and tonic probably with that.
Yeah.
And a glass of red wine.
Probably a double.
Probably that, one, yeah.
Just
the red wine as well. Then another red wine.
The zone.
And perhaps one more red wine. And by that time, you've done a film.
Yeah.
Now, there's your crux. Then do you watch another film? But you're quite sleepy by then, aren't you?
Mm.
So then you perhaps go to sleep.
Okay, you've got the tactics sorted out.
But you could, no one can bother you. You know, I don't. My phone. I've got no phone on. I've got no distractions. I can just enjoy a flight. I like a flight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So for a 16-hour flight, I'm more than happy with it. That's quite a distance without a stop, though, isn't it? That's,
yeah. No stops.
Is
no.
that a record breaking?
Yeah. Technically, the longest one was in 2005. It was a 23-hour route, but that had no passengers on it. It was I don't know what
test
it was.
Or
yeah, a test or something. But this is the official
record. I mean, I've done 13 hours before.
Does it
now,
say
so.
How they do the pilot? Is it the same pilot for the whole?
I think 15 cabin crews. I think what they mean is like, well, actually, they don't actually specify how many pilots there were.
There'll be a shift change because the cabin crew on long flights, they have a shift change anyway. They've got beds upstairs in big planes, and
really,
yeah.
But what if you can't sleep on a flight? Like, I struggle to sleep during a plane, and you're on the second shift.
Yeah, well, you get used to it, don't you?
Take some pictures, maybe?
Take some pictures. all right, look, well, we're running out of time, actually, which is a shame. But very quickly, one more story then, and then we'll do some birthdays.
I'll do the Daily Express. The head teacher who's outlawed the talk of Christmas is banned for bullying. So basically, this head teacher, primary school teacher from Kent, has basically banned Christmas, and she's been... barred from teaching for, I think, 2 weeks.
For banning Christmas?
Yeah, she banned talk of Christmas.
This is a very Daily Express story, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you call it? Winterval or something?
I don't know. It doesn't really specify.
Was it a religion thing? Was it religious?
No, it doesn't really specify. She just seems like a very hateful person who just didn't like the season of Christmas.
Do we know what's whereabouts in Kent?
Gravesend.
Oh, in Gravesend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And so, what's the so she's lost her job, or is she surely
well,
not?
Well, she's been barred from the classroom, so it doesn't say that she's actually lost her job.
Right.
So it seems like she can come back again and strike.
She has to teach the children through the window.
Yeah,
she'll probably just shout lessons at them.
Yeah. She'll probably ban Easter next. Ban talk of Easter next.
Yeah, it's very Daily Express, though, isn't it?
Yeah, very,
very much. All right. Okay. And birthdays, finally, of course, we need to wish the people whose birthday it is happy birthday. Who's on the list?
We've got Peter J, 80, Gareth Brooks, country musician, 55,
yep.
Professor Martin Dunnan, 68,
yep.
Joy Fowler, novelist, 67,
yep.
James Spader, actor, 57,
yep.
Derek Langslow, 72, yep. Sir Donald Ensord, 91.
Okay, and the Moose, of course, from Talk Sport. Don't know how old Moose is, though. And Cornelius's mum.
My mum.
Also from round here. She's got a birthday as well. So there's all that. What a list of birthdays they are today. And it falls to us, of course, to wish them a happy birthday in the traditional fashion.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Peter J, Gareth Brooks, Martha Dunnan, and Joy Fowler, James Spader, Derek Lanslow, Donald Ensel,
and the Moons,
and
Cornelius's mum.
Cornelius's mum.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
We've decided what you're going to get her now.
Yeah.
It's Cornelius's mum's birthday. You've been helping along. What are you going
to
get?
It's a secret, isn't it? I'll have to report back tomorrow.
And see whether she likes it or not.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I can't say because she listens to the show quite a lot.
So she'll be listening now. Happy birthday, Cornelius's mum. And can I just say, on a serious note, that I think £20 isn't really enough.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because you birthed him.
She knows that.
Out of yourself.
She knows that information.
Yeah. And you suckled him at your teat. You
stop talking.
You
stop. No, that didn't happen.
Bathed him as a child with your teat, and and as an adult, and then taught him how to kiss at a bus stop.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, I thought it did.
No, you're a newsreader. You should report facts.
And she played footsie with me under the table in a bar.
No, she didn't.
Where you introduced me to her?
No, she did not.
With her teat. She played Teetsy. Anyway, Find out tomorrow what Cornelius got his mum. There's a cliffhanger. So, in the next half an hour of the programme, work experience punditry. Victoria's bonus news is on the way today. Animal news. There's the big debate at 3. And we will be helping another Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse on the programme as well. And today's meat-winning game is a game of banned or stupid name given to their offspring by a celebrity. We celebrate Beyoncé's up the duffness with that. If you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the word meat on it. It's just gone 2:30 now. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The government says people are right to be sceptical of its plans to build thousands of new homes in England. The community secretary's admitted previous promises haven't been fulfilled. But Savid Javid insists a £3 billion fund will help fix what he's called Britain's broken market. Paul Miner from the Campaign to Protect Rural England says we must protect greenbelt land.
And it's very valuable agricultural land in some cases, but also it's increasingly valuable for local nature reserves and public footpaths. And we're only going to be able to improve the greenbelt in future if we commit to the long-term protection of it.
Boris Johnson says he's sickened by reports President Assad's regime has secretly killed up to 13,000 people in a Syrian jail. The UN is being urged to investigate alleged war crimes. A court has been hearing evidence in the case of a Royal Marine serving life for murdering an injured Afghan fighter. Alexander Blackman is appealing his conviction. His lawyer says the conditions in Helmand province in 2011 were a breeding ground for mental health problems. The Speaker of the House of Commons is defending his comment that Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to address Parliament during a state visit. John Bercow says he was acting honestly and honourably, carrying out his responsibilities. And Surrey County Council has abandoned plans to hold a referendum on putting council tax up by 15% to help pay for social care. It's now going to look at an increase of just under 5%. The weather mostly cloudy with some rain and showers with hill snow in Scotland. Brighter spells in the west, but also a risk of hail and thunder. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
More now.
There is.
Now then, Victoria is here to bring us bonus news. If you've just tuned in, well, it's animal news. That was decided earlier. Animal news, it's the turn of animal news today, and that's Victoria's favourite news.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling now?
I'm still annoyed at you.
Okay.
We should say what happened. Did you repeat what happened?
I thought I wouldn't.
I'm happy to go into great detail in a minute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh. Should we just get cracking?
Sure.
Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
So, starting off with a very distressing story here at Talk Radio Towers, we've been taking a request to see what animal costume John Holmes should be made to wear as punishment for what's been described as an appalling attack on me, Victoria Bourne. He tried to bound me with tape to a chair, but his prank went disastrously wrong when I fought back and he got stuck and got extremely tangled in my hair. Assistant Cass threw the gas, had to say, help. And then John tried to help, but then just pulled my hair so much it just caused me pain. Anyway, the suggestion for costumes came from Alex off of Twitter. You can get in touch with me like Alex did on Twitter. My Twitter name is Victoria_Bourne.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Or as Pete did, as he suggested a donkey, as John apparently plays a stupid ass convincingly. Anyway, I've been asking the good people here what they think the costume should be.
I think John should be forced to dress up as a dog, because then the dog warden might drive past, see that he's astray, sling him in the back of the van, and he'll be taken away forever.
I think he should dress up as a gorilla just to feel closer to the animals that he looked at a couple of months ago.
John should wear an armadillo costume, because I think that's a spirit animal and he needs to get in touch with spirit again, because clearly Haregate proved that he's disassociated himself from that plane of his life.
A giant cod, because his behaviour is distinctly stinky and fishy.
I think he should put on a chicken outfit, because that's what he is. He's a chicken.
That is from the famous cricketer Darren Goff there. So you've been shamed by a national treasure.
Was that animal news?
Well, I can't do animal news today without wishing TalkSport's very own Moose a happy birthday.
Yeah.
He'll be celebrating by eating cake, revelling in all the birthday wishes on Twitter,
and go over pancakes for the family. And if you do go on Twitter, on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thank you. You'll see a picture of me and Moose, just like how he tweets out, if anyone knows what he does. He likes to tweet out pictures of him and anybody remotely well-known, or just anyone. Pictures of them together when it's their birthdays.
There's also a picture of Hairgate, isn't
there? There is a picture of Hairgate too.
And
yeah.
If you'd like to see Victoria's sporting, I'm going to say, a very angry face, with Cass trying to cut tape out of her hair.
Then Cass isn't happy.
Tape's still here with my strands attached to it.
Several people want that as a prize.
Cass isn't happy with the number of chins she has in the photo either.
No.
I didn't realise she had so many.
The egg chins.
She just said, "Tape her up again in my ear." Each chin smells of a different egg.
How do you know they smell different? Have you been getting up and close to her chins? What have you been doing?
Absolutely
because
not.
I'm just seem to be building a catalogue of your inappropriate workplace behaviour, John.
Is it an actual catalogue, like the Argos one?
I've got pictures and everything.
Okay. Anyway, so if you'd like to win some of Victoria's hair, then...
No,
we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
My hair is not available.
Okay. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you... what is it? Oh, Work Experience Punditry. That's right. It's Tuesday, so we're doing new music. Review of the brand new releases. After that, the big debate on a great big story at 3, and your chance to win some meat later in the programme. No hair attached to that meat whatsoever. Let me be very clear indeed. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The new Vauxhall Mocha X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mocha X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mocha X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mocha X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Queues on the A1M remain on the northbound side in North Yorkshire towards the scene of a collision in which the road is closed at Wetherby at Junction 46 up towards 47 at Allerton Park. Now, two lanes are blocked off on the M6 northbound in the middle of the roadworks north of Sandbach at 17. Queues building towards a collision. And the M1 in Bedfordshire northbound, a five-vehicle collision taking out a lane at Junction 10 for the Luton Airport Spur Road. That's causing a couple of miles of queues now back towards Redbourne at Junction 9. I'm Mark Buckley.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And just before we talk to Tori. I don't know why I called you Tara. I don't even know anyone called Tara. I would do this in the office.
Yeah, I was going to say someone works in, in the office. At this station called
Well,
Tara.
That's why I made the mistake. I'm only human. Tory to Ur is human.
Tory to Ur. Tory. Just Tory. It's fine.
Tory to Ur. Tory to Ur. Tory to Ur. Tory. Like an owl. Tory to Ur. Anyway, what I was going to say, thank you, much like me trying to pronounce a name correctly, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, many people can't, of course. Labour promised a white paper. There is a white paper promised on housing. Labour said that the last 7 years of Tory government rule has destroyed the housing market completely. The housing market is dead. There's been a quote from the afternoon. John Bercow's defended his comment regarding President Trump's state visit and told MPs he acted honestly and honourably. There's lots in the news, and as we said, it is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
It's all right, that's why we're here. And we're here to help you through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Netanyahu viz, it's Downing Street, says Iran, deal Israeli bad.
The news in haikus. Tory is here with work experience punditry. It's where we shove work experiences in front of microphones rather than in front of kettles, in front of photocopiers, and in front of Julia Hartley Brewer's flailing fists. Instead, they are invited in here to front and centre to get experience of broadcasting. We like to do it to welcome the next generation into broadcasting. That's what we tell them anyway. The actual truth of it is that we don't have to pay them. Tori's back. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, it's been a while, Tori.
It has indeed.
It's very nice to see you. And you're bringing us musical reviews.
I am indeed, yeah.
What are we starting with?
Starting with a new track by Train. So I think we've agreed in the studio here that they've brought out three good songs in their career. Feel free to tweet in and complain at us for not knowing more of Train stuff. But we're thinking that the top three would be Drop to Jupiter, Shake Up the Happiness, and
Hey Soul Sister.
Hey Soul Sister. Yeah, absolutely. So they've brought out a song which could be considered a massive cop-out because it's basically that melody of that annoying piano duet that everyone plays on the pianos in King's Cross. You know, have a listen. See if you can hear where they've dropped it in. Some classy lyrics there as well. Yeah. The one that makes me go, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, Train, as you rightly say, have had three good songs. Is that a fourth one in your opinion?
No.
No. Oh.
They've got quite a good explanation of it, which is that it's an acoustic version of sampling. And, like, sampling's considered pretty legit, isn't it? So, therefore, you can steal the melody of the piano duet and just whack it into a song?
Right.
I mean, I hope it makes them a lot of money, but I'm not convinced.
Well, we talked about this briefly yesterday, but, of course, what's going to happen now is that the RMT are going to come out on strike because what you've got there is a change, and which is to do with the Train. And whenever anything to do with the Train is changed, the RMT don't like it. We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? When steam came in, as opposed to hand-propelled train carts, the RMT went on strike. And I think they're going to be angry about this as well. I think that's a threat to passenger safety, that is. So, any excuse. Is it from a new album? Is there a new album coming out? I'm guessing there is. That must be the lead single.
I imagine so. Yeah. I imagine there's something coming up very shortly, so watch that space.
Yeah, I mean, but Train have been around for quite a long time, haven't they? I mean,
they're starting to look decidedly like Council House facelift.
Okay.
At the side.
I mean, like that. All right. I've had some work done, is what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, Tori said that, I didn't. Right, just to make that legally clear in case they're listening. So Train, I didn't mind it, I have to say. I quite liked its melody, but that's probably because you're right, it was familiar.
Fair enough.
Which is always the way. It sounded quite old school, regressive, but probably deliberately so, I think. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's inoffensive as far as a track to listen to in the background goes, but I just feel like it's a bit of a backward step rather than anything particularly new.
All right, where are we going next?
However, the next track that I've got coming up, I think is really nice and new, really interesting sounds going on there. This is Martin Garrix's first track of 2017. It features Dua Lipa, who's best known for the track Blow Your Mind, Moi, which is a great, great title and rather difficult to say without sounding sarcastic.
Yeah.
Track came out this week, but it was actually leaked online a month ago after it was played at a concert in Myanmar. So we've sort of been seeing this one's been on the scene for a while. It's been creeping up on us, but it was officially released this week.
And
this is Scared to be Lonely. Got a really nice groove to it, hasn't it? It's nice and slow and grungy.
Ordinarily I wouldn't like that kind of thing, but I did sort of like that sort of... I didn't mind
It's a mixture of, like, really quite heavy beats, and the lyrics are actually really intimate and personal and vulnerable, you know, is the reason that we want to be so close to each other, is just because we're scared to be lonely.
Mm.
I like it. It's a good mix.
In your opinion, is that why we all want to be close to each other? Is it because we're scared to be lonely? I mean, I'm asking you to review psychology now.
Yeah, okay, right. We've departed slightly from the workplace punditry here. I don't know. I think that in a worst case scenario, yes, but hopefully we'll all become capable individuals on our own. Not need to.
That's nice. maybe you could write a song about that.
Yeah, maybe so. Right. That's what I'll do this afternoon. Yeah.
So, I don't know much about these artists particularly. I don't know whether they're. I'll defer. Martin Garrix, Cornelius of New.
Martin Garrix, very popular in the dance music scene, I believe.
Yeah, and he doesn't tend to bring out albums, he just brings out sort of like EPs. So, the last one we had was in 2016.
Right.
So, we're just. Getting drips and drizzles.
Drizzles. That's someone else. Lethal Drizzle. He's something, isn't he? Lethal Drizzle Cake. Is that his name?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. Dua Lipa, very much flavour of the month, I believe, at the moment.
What flavour is that?
Musical.
No, put a flavour on it.
Pop.
If you were... is it a person?
Dua Lipa, she's a girl.
Okay. If you were to lick her, what flavour would she be? You can choose...
What about those little gummy cherry lips?
Yeah, there you go.
That.
Sorry, I got you back.
She is, but she's very popular. She's on all the music stations at the moment.
Dua Lipa,
yeah. Mm. Someone we know from our online team, Sex Luke, went to see her, I think.
Sex Luke, who works here?
Yeah, yeah, so she's pretty cool.
Where did they get the names from?
Sex Luke.
No. I meant Dua Lipa, but yeah, go for it. Okay. Sex Luke.
Well, essentially, Luke, who works here on the website, a regular listeners will know this, made the, well, I'm going to say mistake, of coming in one morning, middle of last year, really, to work on a Monday morning, proudly boasting that he'd done it with a lady 3 times the night before. We think it was his first time.
Clever boy.
Yeah, so we called him Sex Luke. And at Christmas party, with everyone in the entire building, they do those award ceremonies, don't they? That they think the people enjoy, but no one ever does.
Yeah.
Anyway, he won best nickname. Which,
so he's had his experiences immortalised forever, just in case he never gets the chance.
Again, which if you look at him, he's possible.
Sure. So, next track I've got on my list is from a Swedish pop singer called Zara Larsson. She shot to fame in 2008 after she won the Swedish version of Pop Idol, which is Talang, which sounds like either something from Game of Thrones or some kind of really weird board game.
When you win, you have to shout, Talang!
Talang! Yeah, sure. So she won it when she was 10. And after that, she sort of went, oh, that was nice, and went back to school.
Right.
And has only shot to fame, really, in the last 3 years, having had this massive experience on the Swedish Pop Idol when she was 10.
Okay.
So we've got this new track from her. It's called So Good. And it's an interesting one. It's quite mainstream and it sounds like really produced, but she insists that she is a really radical individual and that we're going to be seeing lots more crazy stuff coming from her later on.
Right.
So let's see if we can hear any of that.
So good, so good, so good, so good. You know my love is so good, so good, so good, so good. You know my love is. My love is more potent than anything in the cup that you're holding. One little taste will have you open. Eh, I know you want some.
That's Zara Larsson. And
that's it.
So good. Was it so good?
I mean, I think it's great. The beginning makes me think of Pitch Perfect.
Yep.
And the middle makes me think of Last Friday Night. Yeah, we danced on tabletops. You know, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Yeah.
Okay,
It's like, at the moment, it seems to me like it's just a pastiche of loads of, like, Jessie J, Katy Perry, Pitch Perfect. Hopefully we'll get something more original from
that. I've got a bit James Blake at the start there with that voice sort of thing. He uses that
like
voice.
Like vocoder kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. It's cool. I like the sound. I think it sounds really mainstream at the moment. But there's
interesting
stuff.
To me, it did sound, it was generic pop.
Yeah.
Which I suppose.
If you listen to the whole track, it is interesting. It's quite well put together, but I'm hoping there's going to be better stuff coming from Zara in the next few years as she starts to put out more.
Well, she'll mature with her sound, I suppose.
She's only 19.
Exactly, so she's got that sort of pop, and of course she's being guided behind the scenes by managers and all the rest of it, I suppose. So it's a catchy track, it'll sell, but it's not distinctive in terms of her own voice yet, is it?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
Her own style or whatever.
Sure.
So, which she has to have. Okay, have we got one more? No.
No, that's it.
Goodness for that. Okay, well, look, you have to rate them. You have to rate them out of 10. Now, I had a favourite in there. I'll be brutally honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, first you rate them out of 10, Tori, because not individually, collectively.
How do I rate three things collectively?
Yeah.
Just an average.
Oh, right. Oh, out of 10. I would say we've got an average of 6.
That's
right.
I mean, it was dragged down. You said rate collectively.
Yeah, it's true. But I
really interesting.
I didn't mind Train.
Didn't you?
No.
No, oh, mate.
You didn't like that, did you?
What's going on?
I quite liked Martin Garrix and Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre.
Quite like that. It's quite good. Perhaps that's the flavour she is.
Gummy lips.
She's sort of limey rum flavour. And I didn't really like Zara Larsson.
Oh, that's amazing. Mine are completely the other way around.
Yeah, go on.
I would have gone Zara Larsson, Martin Garrix, Train.
Yeah. Same.
We don't think we can be friends.
Fine. All right, Tori, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
Reviewing this week's releases. Of course, more Work Experience Punditry tomorrow when we bring you Hipster Nonsense, a week's worth of Hipster Nonsense. Who's doing it tomorrow, Conjurer?
Ellie.
Right, she'll be here tomorrow with Hipster Nonsense. In the next bit of this programme, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. That's coming next. And your chance to win some meat. Now, it's a budget thing. If you've not heard it before, it's what we're allowed to give away as prizes because, you know, budget. So you can choose from a chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic vegetables. Because why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. So if you'd like to play, and today's game is one of banned or stupidly named celebrity's child. And we're going to be playing that because, of course, we know that Bay, that's Bay once to you, is up the duff with two. So, and they will presumably have stupid names like the one they've already got called Blue Ivy. Anyway, is what I read out the name of a child bestowed upon it by a celebrity or the name of a band? That's all you have to work out. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius, who is here.
Hello.
Here's how you get in touch. It is 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then you have to write the word meat. Would you like to tell us how much a text would cost Cornelius?
Yes, I would, John. Please, it's 25 pence plus your standard and network rate.
All to come before 4 o'clock this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome. Talk Radio. On a Tuesday, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, housing market broken, war crimes at Syrian jail, and oldies of the year.
Talk Radio.
The Speaker of the House of Lords says he had no idea his Commons counterpart was going to make his opinion about Donald Trump public. Yesterday, John Bercow told MPs he's opposed to the US president making a speech at Westminster Hall during a state visit. But Lord Fowler says he won't be voicing his opinion.
My view is that I will keep an open mind and consider any request for Mr. Trump to address Parliament if and when it is made. I do not intend to argue the case for or against Mr. Trump's visit. That is not my role as Speaker.
Mr. Bercow says he was acting honestly and honourably, carrying out his responsibilities. The government says people are right to be sceptical of its plans to build thousands of new homes in England. The Community Secretary Sajid Javid has admitted previous promises haven't been fulfilled, but he insists a £3 billion fund will help fix the market. The Foreign Secretary says he's sickened by reports up to 13,000 people have been killed in a Syrian jail. Amnesty International says it's been told about mass executions following sham trials. Most of those killed are believed to be civilians opposed to President Assad's regime. Plans to increase council tax by 15% have been scrapped by officials in Surrey. A hike of 4.99% is being discussed instead, which wouldn't require a referendum in the county. Harry Davis from the Taxpayers Alliance has been speaking to Talk Radio.
It's good news that Surrey County Council have buckled under pressure from all sides, really. But just short of 5% is still a lot of money. Local residents have every right to feel they're being let down.
And despite the Oscars being just weeks away, excitement is building for another awards ceremony here in the UK. It's the Oldie of the Year Awards this afternoon. Actress Thelma Ruby, who's 92, is receiving the Still Able to Do the Splits Award.
I've had a very interesting career. And what's more, I'm still working. I'm doing a one-woman show. I really look forward to every day of my life now.
That's the end of the news.
Is she doing the splits in the show?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Okay. But she can do them.
Allegedly.
Well, she's just won an award. It'd be a bit fraudulent if she couldn't do the splits.
I haven't seen her do them personally. I'm just going by what reported Dibble has.
Oh, Alex Dibble, was it?
Yes.
Has he seen her do the split?
I'm not sure, because they were chatting over the phone.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
No, I can't.
Okay. Right, it's that's Victoria with the news there. She'll be back with
can
more.
Can you do the splits?
No.
Can you try?
No.
I'd like to see you try, please.
No.
Why not? You were horrible.
How would I do that?
Well, by putting one leg one way and the other leg in the opposite way. That's how the splits work.
Well, I can't do that.
Go on, have a go.
I can't do that. I don't think I can...
Get on the floor, John.
Well, how do I? I can't...
I think your jeans are probably restricting you somewhat, but that's
I'm not,
a poor effort.
I'm not taking them off.
I don't want you to take them off. Again, that would be something to go into the catalogue of... things for HR
all right
to deal with.
So no, I can't do that. So it's thanks. Thank you though, Victoria.
Still gonna do the weather.
Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio national weather.
Mostly cloudy with some rain and showers with hill snow in Scotland. Brighter spells in the west, but also a risk of hail and thunder with highs of 10 degrees.
More in half an hour.
I don't say that at this point.
There's more. There is, though. Thank you for it. Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from the seaside, where people are being attacked by seagulls.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester have announced in a statement their unwavering support for their manager Claudio Ranieri. The Premier League champions announced a point above the relegation zone. Some reports claim players in the squad asked the Italian to be sacked. Ranieri says his chairman wants to stop all those rumours.
Everything goes down. Speculation behind the corner. And everything. That is okay.
Have you spoken to the chairman?
I spoke every time with him.
What's he had to say to you?
It's important. Look,
there's one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening with promotion hopefuls Norwich travelling to lowly Wigan. Finally, cricket. An outgoing England Test captain, Alistair Cook, has told Talk Sport he feels sadness at vacating the role, but deep down he knew it was the right time to go. Batsman Joe Root, the overwhelming favourite to replace him as skipper, Cook says he now wants to concentrate on scoring as many runs as possible for his country. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
There it is, Ben's Sport today, live from the seaside, where people have just been attacked by a large number of seagulls. It is a problem, and we do like to highlight highlight problems here on Talk Radio so that together we can find a solution. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. And don't forget, the lines are still open as well this afternoon if you'd like to help Cornelius choose a present for his mum.
No.
It's her birthday. He remembered this about 2 hours ago. And so he hasn't thought of a gift, hasn't had time to think of a gift, didn't even remember it was her birthday, has no idea what to get her. She sired him. She gave birth to him from out of her. She suckled him with her teat as a child and an adult. And she nurtured him, cleaned him, bathed him, walked him to the bus stop and taught him how to kiss.
This didn't happen.
Or with her teat. And so she deserves a present, and he's going to spend how much?
20 quid.
20 quid. What could he get his mum?
I mean, that is the upper limit as well.
Right. For the birthday of her today. And tomorrow, find out what he went for. But your suggestion's very welcome, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Off Twitter. It is time then for, well, it's Talk Radio. It's just gone 3 o'clock, so it's obviously it's time for the big debate. The government are set to release their new housing white paper, which will have some plans laid out on it. Of course, they've already said it'll be quite expensive to implement because law and policy, whatever is on that white paper, will of course be rescinded whenever the next government gets in, just like last time. David Cameron's housing policy focused on starter homes for new buyers, you might remember. This new one will focus on affordable housing for all. Housing is broken, is the quote from MPs today. But as with all housing, they've tried to arrange a white paper to fix it. With all housing, it's gone wrong in the same way. So they've just found out that the white paper is busy on another job till a fortnight Thursday. And even though the materials are on order, there's a problem with the supplier. So the white paper won't actually be in stock for 2 years from June. And then, then we had to took up the old white paper to put the new white paper in. We found it all damp under it. So I'm afraid the old white paper's got to be ripped out, mate, before we can even start. Sorry, mate. It's just, we didn't know until we started a job that the white paper was going to be damp like that. So we've had to rip up the white paper, put a new white paper in. In his place, and it's materials, it's all the parts, isn't it? It's the materials, we've got to wait for them to. Alright, Gov, tea with 12 sugars, please. Now, on the line, listening to all of that, is the 3rd Earl of Doncaster. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for positing me on your radiogram.
Welcome. Now, you've got in 3rd Earl of Doncaster because you think all this talk of housing is just nonsense. Why do you think that?
Well, they clutter up my views.
Yeah.
And they're full of poor people.
Mm.
So you say harbour ruffians.
So what's your problem? Now, for anyone listening to this will immediately think, well, there's the 3rd Earl of Doncaster on the telephone to a talk radio station. He's going on about ruffians, and the problem is if you take the houses away, because I know you just want to get rid of houses, as you've said, you've just then got ruffians. At the moment, the ruffians are contained within the houses, but if you take the houses away, ruffians doesn't solve the problem.
Well, naturally, I have thought of this. I Porto Polyps, Mr. Radio, Porto Polyps, an invention of my own devising. And these are plastic bags of the type I understand are used to line bins.
Yes.
They're filled with warm tea and custard creams, which make a nice temporary home for a poor person to sleep in. And then they can be stacked by the side of the road and will eventually turn to mulch, which can be used to fertilise gardens.
Gardens that will replace the houses that you've taken away?
Yes.
Right. Hold the line
naturally
for me. Yes. Hold the line there. I just want to bring in Barry, who's listening to this. It's called
Hello.
Up. It's called already. Good afternoon, Barry.
What's he talking about ruffians for? That's
well,
not earn that.
His problem, Barry, is that there are ruffians who live in houses. Houses contain ruffians in certain areas.
When I'm doing our read, you know what I mean?
But, They wander onto the estate looking for rabbits.
Yeah,
it's interminable.
So, Barry, I mean, have you ever looked for a rabbit?
Not all the time. I've got a couple in the cages back in the yard.
Yeah.
And my ferrets as well.
Do you have a house, Barry?
I've got a house. Of course I've got a house, right?
No, not a house, a house.
No. Why a house? That's
no, a house. House. Do you have a house? Not a...
I've got a house.
A how? A ha?
A house.
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 Anyway, we'll agree to disagree or not. But
house.
I'll start with the most obvious observation.
Yes.
Right, about houses.
Houses.
Bingo, right?
Yep.
The over 50s favourite game.
Yep.
Could you imagine a game without any houses? Well, the absolute uproar. And I go to the gala pretty much every day with my Betty, and my Betty would have another heart attack if she had to play the game without any house prizes. Nobody wants to just pay for a line, not even Paul Ross.
What would you shout instead? What are you recommending then? Because you want to keep the house. The third Earl of Doncaster, you're saying not. Think about you. We've heard of your opinion on ruffians, and there are a lot of people who would agree with you that they should be stacked in plastic bags full of... Quiet, Barry, I've had your say. Quiet now. There are a lot of people who would agree with you saying that ruffians should be rehoused, if you like, we could still use the word, in black bin liners full of mulch made of custard creams stacked at the side of the road. But what about what people are going to be shouting in bingo? What get rid of house, what they're going to shout? Barry. You've had your say. Let the third Earl of Doncaster back in, please.
Well, I do have to interject at this point.
Well, you don't have to interject because I've given you the space.
I will interject anyway.
Okay.
So I just interjected right then.
Yes, you did.
Now, I have to admit that I don't understand a word this Barry chap is saying, and I certainly don't know what Binky is, or perhaps that's a friend of his or something, and why people would shout.
Yeah.
I just don't know what he's talking about.
Well, let me see if I can shed some light on this because he's got his words slightly wrong. Barry. Well, they were, but he's saying hoos.
They're rather jumbled up.
The word is house.
Sounds rather like he's from the north. There's a show I understand young people like called on MTV called MTV Kips. Young people in the north rather enjoy this show. And famous people from Hull and other places invite television crews into their kits and show off their stuff. Perhaps Barry has had a camera in his kit.
Have you had a camera in your kit, Barry?
I've got several cameras in Betty's bedroom.
Yeah.
We do special nighttime shows.
Well, we can stop there because what I want to bring it round to is the plural of house, of course, is heis, like the plural of mouse is mice. And how many heis would you agree to, Earl of Doncaster? If there was a figure put on it saying, well, we can't get rid of all heis, but we'll keep some heis. How many what number of heis would you be prepared to accept?
A number only reserved for the aristocracy.
Right, and everyone else just doesn't live in one at all.
Doesn't matter.
A mouse, speaking of mine, lived in a windmill, of course, in old Amsterdam. And I wonder if you'd have a problem if ruffians were put in windmills at all.
Well, they could be put to good use in a windmill.
Yeah.
Perhaps grinding flour.
Yes.
We could tie them to the sails. They could shout out the times, like town criers.
Yeah.
Perhaps to warn if people with leprosy were coming near, or something like this.
Is there something all the time there?
It's obviously not the first time you've thought it. Let me ask you this question. The housing ladder. You've heard of the housing ladder, right? Barry, first of all, you've heard of the housing ladder, okay?
I have.
Right.
I have.
Now, you presumably want to make that longer, because you want everybody on the housing ladder. Is that right? Is that fair?
All the ruffians. Just the ruffians, though. Just the ruffians.
So what would you do with the aristocracy? Because this is the opposing point of view to the third Earl of Doncaster on the other line. Well, what would you do with them?
Forts and castles anyway, so, I mean, you know, the house isn't going to affect them, is it?
But an Englishman's house is his castle, is it?
Well,
my castle is my home, I suppose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a house, but then as the aristocracy, I'm exempt from everything, including language.
Yeah.
So I can call it what I like.
Well, if you had a housing ladder, though, I mean, all I'm thinking is we've got a couple of texts in about the housing ladder here, and it's quite interesting because they say it's very difficult to get on the housing ladder, don't they? But surely the answer there is to just make it longer, because if a housing ladder is a finite length and it's full, and that's the point. I mean, how long, you know, how tall is a housing ladder off the top of your head? Barry, how tall?
I would say, I would like it to be at least a mile.
A mile long ladder, right, okay, right, fine. But that's still finite, isn't it? So what you've got there is you've got a mile's worth of people on the housing ladder. But if you were to make the housing ladder longer, say a mile and a half, you're going to get more people on it. And how many people, let's just take Britain. How many people in Britain? 66 million people in Britain. All you need is a ladder long enough to fit 66 million people on. And assuming that's one rung each. So if a ladder with 66 million rungs is built, they can all climb on the housing ladder. They don't have to hold on to a rung. They hold on to the person in front of them's trousers, right? Or legs. And then they've got one. And eventually, if the housing ladder is so long, it could reach the moon, and the person at the top could just climb off it and live on the moon. And that'll start solving the problem we have down here of a housing shortage. What do you think?
Button moon.
Third Earl of Doncaster.
I certainly would not want a chap grabbing onto my trousers and scrabbling for my rung under any circumstances. I do have a man who looks after my ladder. I asked him to make it longer, but he just went down to the pub and got drunk.
Is he a ruffian?
Dirty man.
Is he a ruffian?
He was a ruffian.
Yes.
Before we took him on.
Right.
We gave him some electroshock therapy and various treatments, pills and things.
Yeah.
And now he just likes ladders. He walks around the estate smiling a lot.
Yeah.
If we give him a ladder, he's very happy.
Right. In Sweden, I don't know if you know about these trials they've been doing in Sweden at all. Have you heard about these?
No, nor do I care.
Right. Well, I'm just going to tell you, because it has solved a crisis in Sweden, because obviously there's a housing crisis internationally. But what they do in Sweden now is that whenever an elk dies, they hollow out it and live in it. It's surprising how many people you could fit in a dead elk. But it's solved a lot of problems, because the raw materials are there, because it's an elk. So people just get in. Like in Empire Strikes Back, when Luke Skywalker climbs in a thing. It's like that, but with an elk. But it's warm in there. It's like in The Revenant as well, didn't it? Because Leonardo DiCaprio did it in The Revenant. So they got the idea, I think.
It's a start, but it's rather a waste of good elk. I mean, a plastic bin liner filled with warm tea and custard cream would do just as well.
You're sticking to that. All right, fine. Look, it's an interesting issue, of course, which is why we're debating it. It's a big story. Two opposing points of view there, of course, on the radio. They've got the third Earl of Doncaster there, who would like to see ruffians taken out of their houses and put instead in plastic bags at the side of the road, a plastic bags full of custard mulch with cream. And Barry there, who thinks the housing ladder should be about a mile long. What do you think? I mean, it's very interesting. It could go either way, this debate, really. A lot of text coming in already. But do we need housing? I mean, houses in general, really, now. You know, we live in a modern world, for goodness sake. Why do we need houses when we've got lurcher puppies and algebra? Why? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Barry, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Babe station.
Thank you. Third Earl of Doncaster.
Regia Dignitas.
Good. And there we have it. Let us know what you think. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
reserve.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Three models, one giant deal, starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai, and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event, coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
It's a struggle in Cheshire for the M6. Northbound long queues because of an accident just by Junction 18 for Holmes Chapel, so within the roadworks section there. And in North Yorkshire, I can see long delays as well for the A1 northbound because of accident investigation work between Junction 46 for Wetherby and Junction 47 for Allerton Park. Those queues, though, were backing all the way towards Junction 45 for Boston Spa. And in Cambridgeshire, the A14 westbound, seeing long delays there because of emergency repair works just by Junction 23 for the Spittles interchange. I'm Cabby Patel.
Dad always looked out for me. From checking for monsters under the bed, to telling me that Brian was a loser when he finished with me. He even looked out for me when he passed away last year. Turns out he'd already organised everything so I didn't have to.
A prepaid funeral plan from the Co-op covers all the costs of your chosen burial or cremation plan, so your loved ones will never be met with any surprise bills. Funeral care, the Co-op way. Call or visit us online.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello! Right, 3.23 on the radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming into today's big debate, and they're very welcome, your reactions. That's the point. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, when I was in school, we were divided into houses. Yeah. It was how we learnt division in numeracy. That's coming from a maths.
Yeah.
John, our house is in the middle of the street. Cars just crash into it all day. It's absolutely madness.
John, the house debate that you're having on the radio at the moment, you're absolutely right. Of course, the plural of house is heis. But if we build more heis, that's more hiding places for ISIS, because they would then live in heisis. That's come in from making a point, but we're not sure what it is. And, John, of course, back in, your listeners will probably remember back in the 70s, kids, children, every single child had a house, of course, but Mrs. Thatcher took them away from them, which is why they called her Mrs. Thatcher, the house snatcher. Lots of interesting stuff there, isn't there? One from, have you got another one there?
Yeah, French Tickler says, at Talk Radio, if we didn't have heises, what would at TV Martin Roberts put under the hammer?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let's hope Martin rings in and tells us. Right, now, the news is quite complicated. It's quite complicated. A lot of it today, of course, revolving around John Bercow, the speaker of the heis, who is who said something about Donald Trump not being allowed to speak in the House of Commons.
Mm.
So he's in the news. The government white paper on heising is also being announced today. So here we go. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my heis around it.
Makes sense. A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but don't you worry about it, because we are here to help. What we do is we take the big stories of the day and we run them through the oriental gauntlet that is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Burko bans Trump from addressing the House, doesn't want we everywhere.
The news in haikus. Now, regular listeners will know, not recent regular listeners, but listeners that are regular from a while ago, will be aware of our friend of the show. He's called Professor Stephen Hawking. You'll know him as a noted physicist, of course. Professor of Scientific Understanding at Cambridge University. Possibly one of our greatest minds of everything from physics to black holes to... Anyway, he joins us on the programme. He's just getting ready out there. And the reason he's here is, of course, is to tell us a joke. Now, he tells us a joke, but only half a joke. And that's why this feature is called Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Now, I want you to cast your mind back to the humble joke that one would find on a lollipop stick of yesteryear. An icy treat. You know, you had a lollipop. You maybe bought from the shop or you got it from the ice cream van, and there was a joke on the lolly stick. This is like back in the 70s and 80s, of course. And I don't really remember it. Michael McIntyre, with your observational skills.
Hello, how are you? Well, it's good to be back here on my favourite station of them all. It's Talk Radio.
Thank you, Michael. And with your observational skills, I don't know whether you remember the lolly stick that used to have the joke in it. What you used to have to do, Michael, is you'd get the setup to a joke on the bit of the lolly stick that stuck out of the bottom of the lolly, and then to get to the punchline, you had to suck the lolly off. And underneath it, there, mm-hmm. was the punchline to the joke, and it was mm-hmm. a kind of humorous tweet that you had to... Sorry, treat that you had to wait for. I don't know whether you remember it.
Yes, now you'd think, okay, now, what is the deal? Now, I remember the days where you had to, for a punchline of a joke, okay, you didn't have to sit through about 15 minutes of me just talking. No, what you had to do...
Well, there are also punchline to jokes, which is rare for you, isn't it?
When
you,
cause yes, you just do the absolutely.
You just see things and say what it is, don't
I
you?
I used to get my punchlines from a lolly stick, okay? Yeah. But now children these days are spoilt.
Did you not get them from a punchline draw?
No.
Like
as part of
a routine, did you not?
No. Yet, children these days, okay, what do they have to do? Penguin bars, okay? Now, penguin bars, you could just, all you have to do to get the punchline is just lift the little packet and it's there. You don't even have to buy the penguin chocolate. But who are these people going into shops? Who are they? Yes, just reading Michael, the joke Mike, and then not buying. Mike, everybody loves the...
Michael McIntyre there with a routine.
Chocolate.
So, anyway, what he's observed is that in the old days, you used to be able to read the setup to a joke on the bottom of a lolly stick and then the punchline was hidden under the lollipop. Right?
Oh, I know.
Josh Widdicombe remembers it as well.
Terrible.
So, what you used to get is that, but we've got an audio version of it because what happens now is you hear the setup to a joke here on the programme... Right, but the only way to get the punchline to it is to download our podcast at the end of the week. It's like an audio lolly stick. Here, then, for reasons that are too complicated to explain, delivering the setup to the joke is friend of the show, Professor Stephen Hawking, with the overly long intro music.
We'll be right back.
Why did Diana cross the road?
There we go! This week's joke from Professor Stephen Hawking. That is the setup. But what is the punchline? You can only find it on our podcast, which you will find at talkradio.co.uk. Subscribe to it on iTunes to make sure you don't miss it. It comes with extra bonus material that's often unbroadcastable and involves Cass swearing. The Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's weekday podcast. I'm John Holmes. It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. A man who admitted killing an American tourist and injuring five others in London has been given an unlimited hospital order. 19-year-old Zachariah Bullen went on a stabbing rampage in Russell Square last August. The Speaker of the House of Lords says he'll keep an open mind about any request for Donald Trump to address Parliament. Lord Fowler's comments come after his Commons counterpart, John Bercow, told MPs he strongly opposes the US President making a speech. Chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Crispin Blunt, says he overstepped the mark.
Getting himself into a position where he's giving a view, even if it's a very popular view, then draws him into the debate. And we need the Speaker to be publicly above the debate. And so he's now got that problem to resolve.
The Foreign Secretary has tweeted to say he's sickened by reports up to 13,000 people have been killed in a Syrian jail. Amnesty International says the killings were often authorised by senior officials, including deputies of President Bashar al-Assad. The government has conceded both houses of parliament can vote on the final deal for leaving the EU before it's put to Brussels. The Brexit minister announced MPs and peers will get a say on the terms. The community secretary says a £3 billion fund will help fix what he's called Britain's broken housing market. Sajid Javid's unveiled government plans to build thousands of new homes in England. And the tennis umpire who was hit in the eye by Canadian player Denis Shapovalov says he's lucky to have escaped serious injury. Arnaud Gabas, who was officiating the Davis Cup tie with Great Britain, says he came off court looking like Rocky Balboa. The weather: rain persisting in the east with some hill fog, clearer farther west where there will be some frost and fog. Lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy for most with some light rain in eastern parts. Highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
What was the name of the umpire or the...
Arnaud Gabas.
The other one?
Denis Shapovalov.
That's what was funny.
Why? Why is that funny? It's his name.
Yes, I know. I just like the way you said it.
Shapovalov.
Yes.
You should, yeah.
Victoria there with the news. Say it again.
No.
Okay. In the next bit of the programme, we will be giving away some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or
didn't join in.
Or a box of organic veg.
I didn't want to join in because of John's behaviour today.
If you're just tuning in, what happened was earlier on, I accidentally got some tape.
You were trying to hold me hostage in the studio.
With some parcel tape.
Yes, which is still here. I should probably put this in the bin. It's disgusting.
It's got your hair in it.
I know, I don't like that. It should be on my head.
Yes. What, the tape? It was on your head.
Oh, we can put the tape back on it.
The hair should be back.
I'll do it now.
No.
Hang on, can I borrow some? I could glue it to the bit where I'm going bald at the back.
John, there's not enough hair for that.
Could you get some more?
No.
You've got loads. Share the love. Come
not
on.
Not as much
give me
as
some
I
hair.
Had this morning. Put that away. Keep it away from me.
Anyway, so earlier on, I accidentally taped Victoria to a chair.
Not accidentally. You purposely were lingering. You got extremely close to me in the news bulletin, so I was a bit suspicious of this anyway. And then all of a sudden, the sound of the tape happened, like that, and then you started attacking me with it.
The
evidence is now, I believe, on the internet.
Yeah. And then, during the fight, it went in Victoria's hair.
Yeah.
The tape, that is. You win some meat, a box of organic veg as well, if you like, in a game of banned or stupid name given to their offspring by a celebrity. That's on the way. Next, however, we're going to reach a helping hand out of the radio once again to help someone with a Kickstarter by giving their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. Let's meet them next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon
afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, we will. And if you have a Kickstarter dream, then, well, we'd certainly like to get you talking about it on the radio because we like to help. You know, Kickstarter, the website, the crowdfunding website. Of course, there's more than one. It doesn't matter which one you're on. But we are happy to help give yours a kick up the arse by inviting you on the radio. It's your dream. If you've ever dreamt of inventing a new kind of owl or a toilet that flushes with mustard to save water, whatever your crazy, crazy idea, and you want the public coin to pay for it, then get in touch with us and we'll get on the radio to chat about it. Somebody's done it today. We're going to meet them, I'm going to say next. Such dreamer is on the line now. He's called Andreas Rodriguez, and he, well, I'm not going to tell you, he can tell us, but I'm going to say the word country balls. Good afternoon. Hello, Andreas.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for inviting.
You're very welcome. Now, tell us about country balls.
Okay, well, this started as an idea of two friends, myself and my partner Christopher. We've been fans of the internet since we were born, and like all the comics in the internet, all the media created by people.
Yep.
And we came with this country balls idea, and we said, "Hey, these country ball comics are really, really good. So why don't make a game about it?"
I see.
So
now
we started working on the project.
Okay. Now I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with the comics. I am familiar with the internet. Andreas, you'll be pleased to know that. Although specifically my interests lie around cat porn. But what I was going to say is I don't know so much the comic area of it, so I don't know about country balls at all. So tell us what the basic premise is.
Okay, yeah, this country ball started as it was in Reddit. This guy drew a Poland ball, the country ball of Poland, and then people started making fun of him, like, and turned the Poland ball upside down, so he got really mad, and I think in his madness it became popular, and then everyone started drawing country balls to explain something about their country or to represent a historical moment or to as a sign of protest against a specific topic.
Oh, I see. So,
and this is when the country balls movement kind of got stronger.
I see. So what we're looking at is these are representable, they're balls, obviously, but they're representations, as indeed the title suggests, of their countries. So,
exactly.
So I'm looking at one here. So you've got the British one, which has a monocle. The ball, it is a ball. This is a 3D printout of one. I know you've done with a top hat. So and a French one with a beret and a moustache and everything else. So it's these kind of cliched ideas about countries. But then the idea of the game is to then make it an enjoyable way of learning about the history of the countries. Is that right?
That's right. Learning more about the country itself and its traditions, its people, and of course a lot about, we want to put history in it because it's kind of what makes us ourselves as citizens of our country. So.
Yes. So in terms of what the gameplay involves then, I mean, can you sort of start wars between countries, or do you sort of have to follow the history as it actually happened, or can you sort of change the course of history within the game?
We want it to be like each country is telling its own story to the other countries. The rest of the countries will like jump in the story, and it will kind of move through a timeline. We also are planning the multiplayer where you can play the countries against each other. Each country has a specific power based on the culture and the typical things about each country. So, yeah, it's going to be full of content.
Okay, and in terms of the gameplay itself, I mean, I'm not a gamer, so I it's not something I know much about, because I haven't played games since a game called Jet Set Willy and Manic Miner, which you probably don't remember. But in terms of the gameplay, and if people are gamers and they're listening to this, what are we looking at? What's the sort of closest world that we're looking at in gaming terms?
Okay, it's a 2D platformer, so people that don't know a lot about games, most know Mario, so it's kind of the same basis, you know, an horizontal level in which you move from left to right.
And in terms of the idea behind it, then, and where what one is achieving, are we working our way through all the countries of the world? Is that part of it?
Well, our dream would be to put all the countries in the world. It's a lot of work to do that, so that's why we're trying to get more help from the communities, and that's why we started this Kickstarter campaign to kind of give more resources in order to extend the content of the game.
Sure. And are you a keen gamer, Andreas? You've said obviously you're a fan of the internet. Who isn't? But in terms of games that you grew up playing and that you like, why did you get involved with this?
Yeah, I've been a gamer since I was a little kid when my father got us our first computer, and we were like, it came with a disc that had like a small mini games, and I think that's the game I played most, spent hours there with my brothers, and yeah, from then we move on to consoles, we started developing this piece.
I was just reading about the this is the history of the 20th century and so on, with these country representations going up against each other and so on. I mean, are you able to deal when you get going with current events? So, I mean, you know, could we see an American country ball trying to keep country balls from seven Muslim countries out of America country ball? Is that, I mean, how relevant are we going with the modern world?
Oh, well, that's really, really contemporary history right now, what's happening. We will try to expand the content as much as we can. Right now we're focusing on the past, you know, because it's always good to learn from where we come from. But yeah, maybe in the future we will start bringing...
Yeah, because I think you could represent
right
America with a sort of fat orange ball with some bad hair on it, couldn't you?
Orange. Yeah. That's how we're representing it in some videos. But
and it'd be quite interesting, you know, if one of the levels was maybe set in a Moscow hotel room where the orange American country ball was perhaps paying some Russian country balls to urinate on a mattress.
To urinate on them.
Yeah. Just throwing ideas at you, Andreas. That's all I'm doing. And then the big bad boss could, of course, be Putin at the end of the level, which you have to fight. Just trying to throw my game in there. So on Kickstarter, then, if we want to search and find more information about this, because I know there is, there's a lot of good stuff to read about this, what am I looking for on Kickstarter? Do I search country balls?
Just type country balls in the Kickstarter search bar, and you'll find us. We're the first or second project.
That's great. And how do you...
We also have our website, waywardgs.com.
Yep.
You can read all the content there and all our updates.
Waywardgs.com. Okay, and in terms of just the countries themselves, I mean, how do you decide what country cliches the balls should represent? Because as I was saying, the British one, we've got a monocle, we've got the Union flag, we've got a top hat. France, we've got a beret. You know, when you start getting down the route of other countries with various reputations, like North Korea, what would I get for North Korea?
Okay, from North Korea, you will get a dictator.
A dictator feeding.
Yes. It's mostly research, and we're also in like really close to the community, working on it, getting their ideas, getting their. Because, you know, people know their country better.
Yes, so you're bringing in people from around the world.
Okay, what are we supposed to put on Netherlands? What are we supposed to put on... Netherlands is a bit easier, but there are some really tricky countries like Austria. I'm not an expert in Austria.
Yeah.
So, I really... So, we're working really close to the community.
Snow. All right, listen, Andreas, thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you. If you want to find more details about Country Balls, the game, if you are a gamer or a fan of the internet, like Andreas is, then Kickstarter is where you go. You're looking for Country Balls, and it's spelled like that, Country Balls. It's balls. It's got the word country. It's got the word balls. You figure it out. Or if you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like to kick up the arse by coming on the radio and attempting to explain it, then do. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
On the 25th of October 2016, the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the South East. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow, that would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better.
18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cornwall, the A30 is blocked in both directions. Very slow in the area because of debris on the road and an accident just by the St Allen turnoff. Elsewhere in Cheshire, the M6 queuing northbound because of a broken down lorry just by junction 18 for Holmes Chapel. In North Yorkshire, the A1 has still got queues northbound as well because of accident investigation work just by junction 47 for Allerton Park. And in Cambridgeshire, the A14, long delays westbound because of emergency repair works just by junction 24 for Godmanchester. I'm Cavi Patel.
I'm really proud of my dad. He put everything into the farm, you know. Ploughing the fields, fixing the fences. Now I think of it, he spent more time talking to his tractor than he did to mum. When it came to organising a hearse for his funeral, there was only one choice.
At the Co-op, we know how important those personal touches are. With over 100 years of experience, we'll do everything we can to help you give a loved one a fitting farewell. Co-op Funeral Care. Call or visit us online.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's coming up to 10 to 4 in the afternoon. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and that means we can give away some meat. Chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Saturday, Tuesday.
You're right, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Been a long day, has
Wrong
it?
Wrong show.
Okay. And we also give you the choice of a box of organic veg, should you be that way inclined, because we're not racist. Today, it's a game of band or... It's specifically a game of band or stupid celebrity children's name. So, a horrific name bestowed upon the spawn of a celebrity by that celebrity. We celebrate this because of the twins that are in Beyoncé. So, without any further ado, let's meet today's contestant, who is called Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Charlotte. Okay, we've technically lost Charlotte there just for the moment.
Shall I guess it?
We'll be trying to get her back.
Yeah, of course.
I think I'm learning that the problem is that she might be on a train at the moment. That's what I'm doing. Just trying to get her back now. Don't know where Charlotte's going on a train. We have not that information, but she is apparently on a train. And we're going to post some meat to that train. Charlotte, you're back?
Hello.
Oh, that's better. There you are. Are you on a train, Charlotte?
I'm on a train.
There you go. That's what the problem is. where are you going, Charlotte? Isn't it exciting?
Heading back to good old Egham.
Egham. Smells of an Egham. So we'll get on because, you know, A, you're on a train, B, time is short. It's a game of band or stupid celebrity name bestowed on a child by an unthinking celebrity, Charlotte, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I'll read out a list of them. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hiya.
Hiya. And now your prize choice, chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg or sausages because it's a Tuesday, Charlotte.
Oh, do I get to choose?
Yes.
Oh, sausages.
Sausages. Oh, good choice. All right, fine. All right, okay, without any more ado, then we're going to go in and get on, because so you're on train, we're running out of time, so that makes some kind of sense. Here we go, then. Band or celebrity children's name. Ask Podcast is keeping score through the glass. Alphabetical order, Charlotte versus Cornelius.
Hello, hello.
Cornelius first. Moon unit. Moon unit.
Band.
No.
What?
Frank Zappa's child.
No.
Moon unit Zappa.
I'm going to hate this game.
Yes. Here's your Charlotte. Sage Moonblood. Sage Moonblood.
It has to be a band.
Would you believe it is the offspring of Sylvester Stallone? Sage.
No.
Yes. Genuine. What is wrong with celebrities? Astral Fruit. Cornelius.
Please tell me it's a band.
It is a band. That's good. Crystal Planet, Charlotte.
Oh, band.
Yes, good. Very good. I can't even read this one. Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear.
Name of baby.
Yeah, who? Do you want to know who?
No, yeah.
You already don't like him. It's everybody's favourite person to not like. Jamie Oliver. Jamie Oliver has a child called Buddy Bear. Charlotte, Speck Wild Horse.
Baby name.
Yes, that of John Cougar Mellencamp. That's right. Fireflower, Cornelius.
That's a baby name.
It is a baby name. No, it's not. It's a band. Ah. Shit. Sticky Pony, Charlotte. Sticky Pony.
Band.
Yes, it's a band. Good.
Shoreditch.
Yeah, yes. Cornelius, Sticky Belly.
Band.
Yes. Zuma Nesta Rock. Zuma Nesta Rock. Band or celebrity child name?
Baby name.
Yes, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale's child is called Zuma Nesta Rock. Cornelius, Moxie Crime Fighter.
Band.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is the child of the magician Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller. Moxie Crime Fighter.
Oh.
Fat Sack.
No!
Is that a band or a child's name?
Please, band.
Yes, it is a band, yeah. Oh. Mud Honey.
Name?
Band.
No.
Yeah, it's right. Right. An Enola Gay.
Baby name?
No, that is... it's a song by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, but also the name of the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Enola Gay. Diva Thin Muffin.
Ban.
Baby name.
No!
Yeah. It's another zapper. Yeah. Audio Science. Is that a band or a baby name?
Band.
It's a baby name, which it is.
Stop it.
It is. It's the baby of Shannon Sasseron, who is an actress who appeared in A Knight's Tale. No, me neither. Satchel, calling it Satchel.
Baby name.
Yes, Woody Allen and Mia Farrow have a child called Satchel. And finally, band or baby name, Charlotte Growler.
Goodness, poor child. Baby name?
No, it's a band. Oh, my goodness for that. Good. Right, Cass has got the scores very quickly through the glass. So, Charlotte is playing for sausages. She needs to win some sausages. What are the scores? That's broadcast through the glass. What are the scores? Cass has been working it out, spending all the time working it out, working it out.
Shut up. Oh. It's a draw at 5-all.
Which makes Charlotte the winner! Yay! Yay! Congratulations, hey. Charlotte Wilden. You've won some sausages. Well done. Well,
thank you so much.
Done. You're welcome. Charlotte there on train. And she's going to Egham, which smells of Egham. And that was band or celebrity child baby name to celebrate the fact that Bebe is up with twins. Right, Sam Delaney's here. Hello, Sam Delaney.
I quite like the song Enola Gay by Orchestra.
I do, very much.
Is it the one that goes... Din, 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 din. Yeah, it's quite a nice song. Yeah. Didn't know it was named after... What is it, a nuclear...
It's the plane that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
If anything, that hasn't put me off the song. It will only improve my enjoyment of it.
Well, if you don't listen to the lyrics, it'll take on a whole new poignancy for you.
Oh, I can't wait to rush home and listen to that straight after drive time. It's the first thing I'm going to do straight home for a little bit of orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. But let's get the show out of the way first.
Yeah, do that.
One thing I would like to get out of the way, though, just briefly, is Hairgate. Now, word has reached me that you have gaffer taped the hair of the noted newsreader.
The pleasant mood newsreader.
Yes.
Yeah. Victoria Bourne.
This is a bit of a problem
because
Victoria Bourne, quite aside from being a noted and well-respected broadcast news journalist, is renowned in hair care circles for the glorious luster of her hair.
Yeah.
And you have damaged it quite badly.
Yes.
And our famously tight-fisted boss, who, as you know, won't spend money lightly, took out a million... This is the rumour. He took out £1 million insurance policy on Victoria Bourne's hair.
Yes.
I think he might have been drinking. It was in the first week of the station. And in a moment of madness, he insured her hair for $1 million. He hasn't found out about this yet. Nobody knows where he is. When he does find out about it, there's going to be a big problem.
There is.
Because her hair is one of the few, like, assets of any value that this station has.
It wasn't really my fault. I'll tell you what happened.
All right.
She was reading the news. Tell me if this is the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
She's reading the news when we started at 1 o'clock.
And you thought, I'll tape her up.
Essentially.
That's exactly why I wasn't here.
And I thought, I'd tape her to her chair.
Yeah, fine.
But because she then screeched and pushed me away, the tape...
She is a screecher. Yes, I will say that. She's a screecher.
The tape came away from my hand. And as she tried to kick, it wrapped around her leg. And then she tried to get... Because I taped her around the torso, not the hair. And she tried to struggle and get it off her head. But then it all became caught in her hair, and then we had to spend the next half an hour cutting it out of her hair.
This sounds like the kind of quite horrible story that would probably be met with a lot of sympathy by an aging high court judge. what you're basically saying is I tried to assault her, but she fought back and made it worse for herself.
And there the case rests.
Yeah, exactly, that's all you said. So effectively it's her fault that her hair is ruined.
Yes.
And that now he's going to have to make a claim.
Yeah.
Our boss is going to have to make a claim on the insurance policy.
Yeah. There we go.
It's an ugly business, and we'll see what happens. I don't blame you for trying to... I can see the thought process that led you to tape her to her chair while she was reading. Maybe she does sometimes run about and try to escape.
Exactly.
And so I can see where you were coming from, but I think... You were a bit rash.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
I didn't
all
think
I'm
it
saying.
Through. That's fine.
We're talking about a new home building policy by the government. We're going to have an outspoken Russian former Kremlin advisor in the studio. He's quite mad, so it's really worth listening to. And There was another thing. Oh, yeah, John Bercow, the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
We've got his biographer in here to lend us insight as to why John Bercow would say these things about Donald Trump.
Splendid stuff. Yeah. All with you from 4, of course, on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.